This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time to kick off the weekend with some road baseball. We are back in Zebulon, North Carolina tonight. We're at the midway point of the series, and right now the Woodpeckers are dominating on the road. They have won three in a row, and tonight they'll look to guarantee a split, look for a season-long road winning streak, trying for a fourth straight with their left-hander Trey Dombrowski on the hill. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside of Zebulon, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it's great to have you with us tonight on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Download the app now on the Google Play or App Store so you don't miss a moment of the Woodpeckers at home or on the road in 2023. A reminder that you can watch tonight's game in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV. The Woodpeckers have won three in a row. They swept a doubleheader on Thursday, if you weren't with us, and yesterday used a four-run sixth inning to go in front 5-2. 5-1 even, and they carried the lead the rest of the way. They've won three in a row here at on the road in Zebulon, and tonight look to make it a fourth straight as they'll take on the Carolina Mudcats, who tonight it's a Miguel Cabrera night at the ballpark as they honor one of their all-time great ballplayers in the history of Carolina Mudcats baseball. The pitching matchup tonight features left-hander Trey Dombrowski, right-hander Patricio Aquino for the Carolina Mudcats. We're going to step aside here for a quick moment, and when we come back, we have a feature interview with tonight's starter Trey Dombrowski. Our very own Colin Casey sat down with Trey at last homestand to talk about a very good start to his college pro season, talk about his college career, a great career out in the Cape Cod League, and much more. So stay tuned for that interview. First pitch tonight coming up at Five County Stadium at 7 o'clock p.m. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball. Our conversation with Trey Dombrowski is coming up next. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Hey, Fayetteville fans, Colin Casey here in the Woodpeckers broadcast booth, joined by left-hander Trey Dombrowski, the 2022 Astros fourth-round pick. Trey, I appreciate you taking the time. Good to finally get a chance to talk with you. I wish it was under a little bit better weather that we got right now. It's got to kind of remind you of those days in February and March back in New Jersey getting ready for the spring with how cold it is out and all the wet weather. I'm sure you've been through it before.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm excited to get this thing going. Thank you for having me on, and like I said, I'm excited to chat, finally.
Yeah, it's always great to talk with you. You're about 2 months into this season. This is your first season of professional baseball after being drafted last summer. And it's you've had a lot of quite a bit of success so far with Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You sit second in the league now in strikeouts. You had a really good outing this past week against Myrtle Beach, 15 up, 15 down, coming out of the bullpen in this ballgame. And what's it been like experiencing that first full season as a professional baseball
player?
Yeah,
you know, it's definitely been really cool. It's been a bit of an adjustment from college, safe to say. You know, sometimes you're pitching twice, sometimes you got to pitch out of the bullpen, sometimes you're starting. So the routine's kind of always changing on the fly, but it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot about myself as a pitcher, and, you know, it's just been good to go out there and try and do your best.
Well, I mentioned that outing with Myrtle Beach, but another big milestone you had was that outing you had with Nolan DeVos in Salem a couple of weeks ago. Carried a no-hitter into that ninth inning. Did you know going into the game, coming out of relief, coming on for Nolan, that you guys had that no-hitter at that point?
I did. You know, when Nolan goes out there, he's always going to give you a really, really good shot to win. So it's kind of easy going in after him because he's so good, and we're usually winning by that point. So I did know, but I was just going out there and doing my thing and trying to keep us in the ballgame and give us a good shot to win.
Did he give you a lot of grief after that ninth inning single drop just in front of the left fielder? Or was
we were joking around about it, but you know, at the end of the day, it's good to just get that win, and you know, it was a good experience. Definitely, I wish we got it done, but you know, maybe next time.
So I alluded it to a little bit earlier. You grew up in New Jersey. You played your high school ball at Wall High School for the Crimson Knights and ended up at Monmouth University just 10 miles down the road. You got a chance to play with your brother Regan there as well, which did that factor in your decision at all?
Monmouth? Absolutely. Just because Monmouth was close to home and having my brother there did really make it an easy decision for me because we were the age gap where I didn't really get to play with him a lot when I was a kid. So going into my freshman year, I was really excited, safe to say. So it was great, and I'm really happy about going to Monmouth.
Did you learn a lot under him in those first couple of years at Monmouth when he was there with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was a little bit more of a different pitcher than me. It was definitely a lot to learn, though. He taught me to just go out there, be myself, and it was kind of cool. Every game my parents would come to, and they'd see one of us pitching, and definitely my biggest moments were when I would start and he would come in after me, or he would start and I would come in after him. So those were some of my best moments playing baseball so far.
And I'm sure your mom and dad were happy. It was just a short 10-minute
ride
down the road.
Absolutely.
No plane rides or anything like that.
Yeah, no. All my family members were coming. It was really fun, and it was really cool to experience.
So your freshman year at Monmouth was in 2020. Obviously, the season got cut short due to the pandemic, but you come back in 2021, have a really strong sophomore season, and then end up getting selected to play baseball for the Harwich Mariners in the Cape League. What was it like finding out that you were asked to go play in one of the top summer leagues for college baseball?
Yeah, no, that was really awesome, and I was really excited about it because I was able to go out there and, you know, show my effort against some of the best talent in the world. So it was really cool, and I was so excited because it's such a prestigious league that, you know, you want to get to experience, and I'm really grateful that I was able to.
So you get down there and you have success immediately. You go 3-0 with a 0.85 earned run average in those six games. I'm sure those six games flew by with just the 2 month season down there. But you end up being selected as the pitcher of the year for the 2021 season. You also won an award alongside your teammate Brock Wilkin, who mm-hmm. won MVP, the Wake Forest Demon Deacon. What was it like going out there on the mound and on the field before that game at White House Field and receiving that award from the league?
Yeah, you know, that was an unbelievable milestone. And, you know, it kind of goes back to the guys behind me really helping me just be myself. And when I got there, the coaches just told me to go out there and trust what I've done and trust what I got because, you know, you put in the work in the off season and the season's just a time to go show what you got. And he said to me, go out there and go do what you do. And that really gave me the confidence to just go out there, have fun. And especially the guys behind me, they helped me out a lot, and it was a lot of fun.
I can't remember if it was a trophy or a plaque, but you still have that somewhere?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's in my room. It's almost like a big cup.
Oh, that's right.
On the bottom. So that will definitely be up in my room forever.
That's awesome to hear. And those summers in the Cape League can be really special, and you obviously were teammates with a number of guys who have gone on to play professional baseball now. Billy Seidel's one that jumps out to me. He was just in town a couple of weeks ago with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Do you still keep in touch with those guys, even though it was only a couple of months that you guys played together?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just because we were with each other so much, whether it be at the field, off the field, I try my best to keep in touch with them because most of them, like you said, are in pro ball. So it's kind of cool to keep in touch with them, see how they're doing. And the big thing for me is always you can learn stuff from them. So I always like to keep in touch with them and try and take my game to the next level.
So the summer of 2021, special for all of those reasons. The following summer, probably equally as special for you. Go around to July, and you end up getting that phone call from the Houston Astros, taken in the fourth round of last year's draft. Was there any indication that Houston was going to be the team that was calling? Were you surprised at all? What was it like on what was definitely an emotional day for
you?
Yeah,
no, it was a hectic day, to say the least, because it's kind of up in the air. You never really know what team you're going to go to, who's going to call. So my agent actually called me on the fourth round, and it was either the Blue Jays or the Astros were going to take me. And we were watching the draft tracker on the TV outside. I was with all my friends, my family, and I had the draft tracker on my phone too, which was a couple picks ahead. And the Blue Jays go, nothing, and I'm like, and the Astros come up in 133, and I'm refreshing it every second. And I refreshed it, and I saw my name, and I'm like, do I tell everyone I'm going right now or not? And I actually didn't tell anyone, so they all saw it on the TV, and it was definitely a really special moment, and I'm forever grateful for it.
That had to be one of the toughest secrets to ever keep, even though it was only for about 60
seconds. Yeah, definitely one of the toughest secrets to keep, but I'm glad I did because everyone got to see it on the TV, and it was definitely very special.
So you end up spending the last couple of months before making your debut here in April of this year. Was that a bit of a chance to reset going into your professional career? What did you kind of spend those months of August and September as the 2022 minor league season wrapped
up? Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a good time to reset. And down in West Palm, you know, we worked on a bunch of different stuff. I was kind of getting acclimated to what it's like being a professional baseball player. And it was really cool because the guys down at the complex really took us under their wings. So they taught us a lot, and it was just really cool to see how the Astros do stuff, and it was a good time to work on stuff I'm not good at. So I was really happy about that, and it's been going really good so far, so I'm forever grateful.
As I mentioned before, it's your first full year in minor league baseball. It's also the first year for pitching coach Zach Wilkins with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Working under Zach, have you been able to learn some of the more minute things about your pitching? Has there been some things that you've been able to fine-tune under Wilkins under his first year here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was telling them before, it's we kind of lucked out having him. It's really good to have him because he helps us kind of take our game up every single day. And like he tells us, it's a process, you know. Some games you're gonna have bad games, some games you're gonna do the best you've ever done. And what he's just taught me is be really good with your process and make sure you go out there, and if you do good, make sure you keep going. And if you do bad, it's kind of a sign of what you gotta work on and what you gotta get better with. And I'm forever grateful that he's really helping me take my game to the next level.
And you've got a lot of teammates that also played in college around the same time as you, and they've come in and kind of been in the same situation. I know Michael Knorr and Andrew Taylor, a couple other guys that came in like you and hadn't pitched at all last year with Fayetteville. Being able to adjust alongside those guys, was that a little bit of a benefit coming in knowing, okay, I'm not the only new guy on the block here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year down in West Palm, we spent a ton of time together. So it was really cool to just see what guys do differently and kind of pick apart their routine, see what they do, and see if I could add anything to my game to help me get better. So it definitely made the transition easier because we were all in the same boat and we're all really close, so we were all really helping each other just to kind of get going in this first season.
Back to your time growing up in New Jersey, obviously Yanks and Mets country out there. Were there any arms that you watched growing up that you really kind of found as a mentor and really modeled your game after?
Yeah, see, actually I was a big Clayton Kershaw fan, so that was one guy I really liked to watch, not just because he was good at baseball, but off the field he's kind of like a really good role model, I feel like, and it's really cool to see how he's progressed over the years. You know, right, when he got in the league, he was a really hard thrower, and now he's kind of just one of the best pitchers to ever play the game.
Changing gears a little bit here. I hear you're a big New York Giants fan. I am as well.
Absolutely.
So that's always great to have that company here. You watched Eli Manning win a couple of Super Bowls for Big Blue growing up, and now it's Daniel Jones' team at this point. Just got a big contract with the Giants. Are you sold? Are you all in on Danny Dimes?
I am all in on Daniel Jones, and I'm all in on the front office. Mm. I absolutely love what they're doing, and when they traded for Darren Waller, I was really excited. And this offseason, I'm going to definitely try and get to some games. So I want to see him beat the Eagles. That's definitely one thing on my bucket list.
I feel like I might be stating the obvious here, but is the New York Groove song that you come out to, is that homage to the touchdown song?
Yeah, absolutely, because I remember before the Vikings playoff game, Saquon Barkley put out that video to that song, and I was like, that's definitely going to be my walkout this year. So definitely paying homage to the Giants, and definitely.
Oh, I can always appreciate some love for the New York Giants down here in Fayetteville. Lastly, wrap up here. There's been a rumor going around the clubhouse that you changed your socks and brought them to high socks.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks, I didn't make this rumor, were saying that it led to a big confidence boost in you. Can you confirm or deny that's the case?
I cannot confirm nor deny, but I'm going to leave you with this. I think the high pants are the move.
Yeah, okay.
I think the high pants are the move.
Yeah. Is it a comfort thing, too, as well, or is it just a pure superstition?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both. This actually goes back to my time in the Cape in summer ball. That was the first time I ever wore my pants up, and I it's kind of sticking with me, and I absolutely love it.
I guess so.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three.
Line drive out of the right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Welcome into Zebulon, North Carolina. Just in time for first pitch, the Carolina right-hander Patricio Aquino winds and delivers. And the first pitch of our ball game is just off of the outside corner, 7:03 p.m. We are underway tonight in beautiful sunny Zebulon. The air is starting to clear after a couple of smoky days. Not a cloud to be seen. And currently in Raleigh, as Zach Cole takes a strike, it is 78 degrees here in Zebulon, just outside of Raleigh, for first pitch. 1-1 count on Zach Cole, and right-hander Patricio Aquino delivers, misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Again, another thank you to our starting pitcher tonight, Trey Dombrowski, who's warming up out there in the bullpen, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning, for joining Colin Casey on our pregame show tonight. Woodpeckers have won three in a row. They lead this series 2-1, however, as Cole swings and lifts this out into shallow center field. Jason Vina taking control as he comes forward, stops his run, and makes the catch. Zach Cole flies out for round number one of the ball game, brings up Jackson Lofton. The Woodpeckers swept the doubleheader on Wednesday night. One of those games, a makeup from April 8th, goes down as a home victory, not technically a part of this series. They won game two as well, won yesterday 6-2, have a 2-1 lead and a chance to split a second straight road series in this long 12-game road trip. Jackson Lofton now into the right side, scoots out of the way of the first pitch, and it is 1-0. He'll be followed by the switch hitter Ricardo Below. Narbe Cruz is the cleanup man today, and Luis Encarnacion plays in left, bats fifth. Dari Lorenzo, another switch hitter, is sixth. Next pitch to Lofton, swung on and fouled off the catcher Cibrian. And the count is 1-1. Bottom three are John Garcia, the catcher, Sandro Gastón, the designated hitter, and Yamal Encarnacion, after filling in as a defensive replacement last night for the injured Frank Perez. He gets to make his first start for the Woodpeckers. He's another switch hitter. So three switch hitters in the Woodpeckers lineup facing the righty Aquino. And here's the 1-1. Lofton takes a slider at 81 on the outside edge, called a strike. One ball and two strikes. The offense yesterday combined for 12 total hits. That tied their total from Tuesday night in that tough 7-6 defeat in 10 innings. If not for a ninth inning comeback for Carolina, the Woodpeckers would be looking at four straight wins on the week. 1-2 coming home, and Lofton swings, fouls it off of the inside of his left foot, and goes hopping around in the right-handed hitter's box. It's 1-2 still. Lofton with a couple of home runs this week. He hit homers on Tuesday and in game one of the doubleheader on Wednesday, and his return from Sugarland on the year, batting 183 with three home runs and 11 RBIs. The on base at 298. Patricio Aquino winds and pitches. And the next pitch to Lofton, a fastball at 94, misses up high, and it's 2-2. Nobody on, one out. We're just underway, top of the first after Zach Cole flied out. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Lofton takes another slider down and outside. It is 3-2, a full count. Home plate umpire tonight is Shane Sullivan, and working the bases, John Forrester. The two-man umpiring crew are in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Now Aquino ready for a payoff pitch. Here's his kick and offer. It is a little high to Lofton. Up and in slider, and Lofton battles from behind in the count, gets to first on a one-out walk, and brings up Ricardo Belo. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds tonight. They win a lot of ball games in their red uniforms. They have won 14 of 22 games this season wearing the reds. So they're going to stick with them. 22-32, the record coming into tonight. Carolina at 30-22, now a game back in the Carolina League North Division, trailing down east. Ricardo Belo from the left side waits the first pitch, and instead a pickoff move to check up on Lofton, who is a perfect 20-for-20 in stolen base attempts this year. A black batting helmet for the Woodpeckers hitters. That red jersey says the Ville in black, a white embroidered across the chest. Black numeral on the back, outlined in white as well. Line drive sprayed foul off to the left side. And it's nothing and one on below. A black belt, gray pant, and a black pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. Meanwhile, Carolina has brought out their blackout uniforms for the first time in this series. A black ball cap with the Mudcat logo on the front. A black uniform that says Mudcats in a white detail across the front. A black belt, white pant, and a high black sock for Aquino out there on the hill. Belo gets under it, loops it to the left side and into the club area for another foul ball. And it's nothing and two on Ricardo Belo. Comes into today's game batting 245 with two homers. He hit one in game two on Wednesday at the doubleheader, a game-tying home run early that leveled the game 1-1. He's driven in 14 runs and has an on-base of 310. So two strikes and one out if Jackson Lofton tries to get aggressive over at first. Aquino's already picked over once, has eyes on him over his left shoulder. Lofton extends the lead, not going, and a slider wraps around the outside, a great backdoor pitch, and Belo knew it. He turns back to the dugout. Strikes out looking, and here comes Narbe Cruz. Narbe Cruz, the Woodpeckers' cleanup hitter, around the diamond today defensively for the Mudcats. In left field is Hedbert Perez. The center fielder is Jay Savina, and out in right is Kaylan Nicasia. At third is Luke Adams. Across the diamond at first, Jesus Chirinos. First pitch down and outside to Cruz. It is 1-0. On the middle infield, Gregory Barrios plays it short, and the second baseman is Jader Arenamo. Doing the catching for the starter is Jose Cibrian. And Aquino swings at a ground ball out to second base. Cruz broke the bat. Arenamo picks up, nearly stumbles over, gathers his balance, throws to first, and the inning is over. One out walk to Jackson Lofton, but he is left aboard. The Woodpeckers go scoreless in the top frame. The Mudcats are coming to bat when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910 323-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Friday night baseball underway in Zebulon, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers starter, Trey Dombrowski, throws his first pitch of the night, and the left-handed hurler misses down and inside to Jay Savina, the Carolina leadoff man. He'll be followed by Kalan Nicasia and then Luke Adams. Here's the pitch, and he swings and pops it up along the first baseline, behind the bag, drifting over towards the bullpen, now being called off by the second baseman, but it's dropped. Lorenzo couldn't grab it cleanly. And Jay Savina will wind up on second base with an error. It looked like the Woodpeckers' first baseman, Ricardo Below, was going to be able to track it the entire way. And at the last minute, Dari Lorenzo called him off, but he overran the ball. It landed a little more to the left of the foul line than he anticipated. He was right near the paint and had to lunge back over his left shoulder, but it was out of his reach. It just clipped the glove on the way down. And after the Woodpeckers played perfect defensive baseball yesterday, didn't commit an error on Wednesday either during the doubleheader, they commit their first error since Tuesday night on the first play of the first inning. So here's Kalan Nicasia into the right side, 231 hitter on the year with a home run and seven driven in. And he swings and loops one softly out into right center field, dying fast and down for a base hit. Yamal Encarnacion can't pick it cleanly, and Avina will hustle all the way around and score. Two batters in, and the Mudcats have taken a 1-0 lead. It'll go as an RBI single for Kalan Nicasia, but an unearned run against Trey Dombrowski. So it doesn't affect Trey's ERA. He comes in tonight with a 1-5 record and a 4.12 ERA. The batter is Luke Adams, and the first pitch misses outside, ball one. Trey pitching in his 11th game, 7th start tonight. He's gone 43 2/3 innings, given up 24 runs, 20 of them earned. 17 walks to 62 strikeouts, and now he hits Adams. Ran a slider down and in and got him on the right ankle. So the first three batters reached to begin this game. Two on for Dombrowski, nobody out. And Jesus Chirinos is the right-handed batter stepping in. Jesus Chirinos, the Carolina first baseman, 227 on the year with no homers and 8 driven in. Here's the first pitch from Dombrowski, force at every base, and a slider lands for strike one. Dombrowski's 62 strikeouts, tied for, sit third in the Carolina League. Pitched 5 perfect innings against Myrtle Beach on May 23rd. That was one of his best outings of the year. Here's the pitch home, and a swing and a fly ball out to left. Luis Encarnacion moving to his right before the extended warning track makes the grab, and that's out number one. So Dombrowski finally tallies an out against the Carolina cleanup hitter. Rest of the lineup features Jader Arenamo coming up to the plate. Gregory Barrios, the six hitter, in the bottom three are Hedbert Perez, Jesus Parra, and Jose Cibrian. So Arenamo steps in, batting 274 on the year with no home runs and 14 driven in. First pitch to him called to strike, and it is 0-1. Last time we saw Dombrowski was on the road in Kannapolis. That was on June 3rd in a game where he allowed three earned runs, closed his night with a scoreless third and fourth inning in a start. Walked two, struck out six, but suffered the loss to go to 1-5. Now a line drive down the left field side, and that's going to bring home one run. Circling around third, Nicasia, he is in. Down to second, Adams, and an RBI base hit to left for Jader Arenamo. 2-0 Mudcats in the bottom of the first. So Carolina jumps on the Woodpeckers quickly. I think this is the type of response that Victor Esteves wanted to see out of his club today. Runs early after they left 10 runners on yesterday. Couldn't get anything generated in the late innings when they were trailing. And now everybody getting involved in the offense. One out, first and second, two runs in. Gregory Barrios in a 1-0 count. Next pitch from Dombrowski, swung on and hit high out to left, but playable for Encarnacion. A small back pedal towards the track. Now he comes forward, makes a catch, and everybody stays put. So both outs in this first inning recorded by Luis Encarnacion. Zach Cole plays in center today, and Yamal Encarnacion gets the start out in right. So we'll do our best to differentiate between the two Encarnacions patrolling the outfield. The Woodpeckers now have two Encarnacions and three Perezes on the team, Brian, Luis, and also Frank. So it's getting a little bit confusing. We'll go with those first initials, though. Narbe Cruz plays at third. Jackson Lofton is the shortstop. Dari Lorenzo at second. Ricardo Below is the first baseman. And doing the catching is John Garcia. Good to see him back in the lineup tonight after getting scratched late yesterday. Left on left is Hedbert Perez in a 0-1 count. Looks at a fastball up and away. 1-1. Dombrowski's been pretty effective against left-handed hitters this year when it comes to limiting walks. Only one walk to a lefty all year compared to 25 strikeouts. And now a fly ball pulled to right field. Yamal Encarnacion will get a shot at one. He lines it up, makes the catch at the shoulders with two hands. Inning over. So Dombrowski avoids the huge inning. One unearned run crosses on him. And also an earned run on the Kalen Nicasia single. After one inning today in Zebulon, the Mudcats have an early 2-0 lead. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey! Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to?
Luis Encarnacion fouls away the first pitch of the second inning. And he's in a nothing and one count against the Carolina starter, Patricio Aquino. He gets two runs in the bottom of the first inning. Carolina holding a 2-0 lead. Here's the wind of the pitch. Encarnacion scoots out of the way of a fastball. Great series here on the road for Luis. He already has 7 hits across the first 4 games. He has a 3-hit game, a 2-hit game, most hits in a series already for Luis all year. 1-1. And he swings early at a slider. Just got a tip of the bat on it. And it's a foul ball, 1-2. Encarnacion, then switch hitter Dari Lorenzo and John Garcia. So 2 righties and a lefty for Aquino, the 6-foot-tall right-hander from the Dominican Republic. International free agent signing by the Brewers in 2021. Infield, outfield, straight up against Encarnacion. And Aquino rocks and pitches. Swinging a ground ball up along third. It is a foul ball. Awful close as it looked like it crossed the left corner of the bag. It got foul on the hop right thereafter, but it's about where that ball crosses. And the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan, looking off the line, looking up the line, ruling the play dead. Ricky Rivera walks over to the chalk line just to inspect it, but doesn't find any nicks or bruises. So still one ball, 2-strike count. Encarnacion is up to season average to .231 with his great series at the plate. Hit a home run on Tuesday night as well as he swings, wraps his bat around a ground ball, fielded deep behind third. Adams, long throw just in time. Chirinos had to stretch a near split. Boy, the Carolina third baseman Luke Adams has made a lot of nice defensive plays this week at third. And he's going to go back to the video board and admire his work as they show the replay. He's made plays charging the ball in on the grass, throwing on the run. He's barehanded a couple of slow rollers, and that time about as long of a throw as you can have as an infielder. And now Dari Lorenzo swings the first pitch, lines it into the gap over to right center, but Nicasia has a beat on it, and he makes the catch. Cuts it off. 2 quick outs for Aquino. John Garcia into the right side. 2-0 Mudcats on a pair of hits in the first. One run was unearned against Trey Dombrowski when Jay Savina reached down an error. Aquino out of the wind pitches. And Garcia takes a inside strike. That was right on the inside of the zone. 93-mile-per-hour pitch from Aquino. 8th start of the season tonight for Carolina. Carries a 2.39 ERA. And the fastball misses downstairs. 1-1 on Garcia. 27 strikeouts over 26 and a third innings. And he has also walked 8. And allowed just one single home run, holding opposing hitters in the Carolina League to a .211 average. And now a chopper out to third. More action for Adams. He fields on 2 hops. Firm throw to first with a stretch and a backhand. Chirinos reels it in. Barely was able to cling to that bag. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the second. The Woodpeckers go down quietly. They trail 2-0.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night.
Jesus Parra, the Carolina DH, leads off the bottom of the second inning. And a first pitch slider from Trey Dombrowski is in there for a strike. Parra, Cibrian will bat for the first time, and then Jay Savina at the top of the order. Seven batters step to the plate against Dombrowski in that first inning. And now a fly ball lifted out in the left. And coming forward on it, Encarnacion, he secures it at his knees. And Parra flies out. Most of the outs have come with the fly out. Three to left, one to right so far for Dombrowski. All four, in fact. And now here's Jose Cibrian. Again, only one of the two runs will be earned against Dombrowski. Jay Savina reached on an error to begin the first inning and came around to score. Here's the pitch to Cibrian. And a fastball at 90 miles an hour called the strike on the high inside corner. It is nothing and one. Cibrian batting 179. Two home runs and nine driven in. And he swings at a Dombrowski slider. Foul tips it. And it is 0-2. Woodpeckers went down 1-2-3 in the top of the third. With a win yesterday and a Charleston loss, the Woodpeckers now have sole possession of fifth place in the division, so they get themselves out of the well. And now Dombrowski strikes out Cibrian swinging. A changeup gets him. First strikeout for Dombrowski. Back up to the top of the order with Jay Savina.
Pick it off again.
Savina's reached down an error and scored. First pitch fastball up and away. He reached on a high pop fly that was drifting behind the first base bag. And it looked like for a while that Ricardo Belo was going to make the catch. He was called off last minute by Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman. And then it was Lorenzo who was in the wrong spot. He overran it. It was a really high arcer way up there and tricky to judge when it gets that high up. Here's the 1-1. And it misses a little high. And it nicked off of his glove as he tried to make a last-second adjustment. But an E4, it ended up being the first error that Fayetteville defense has committed since Tuesday night in the series opener. 2-1 pitch. And a swing and a foul tip. 2-2. Jay Savina is originally from Reno, Nevada, 14th round pick in 2021. And here's the kick and the 2-2. Fastball sails up and away at 90 miles an hour. Second baseman Lorenzo shaded towards the middle, below off of the line over at first. And now Dombrowski offers his 3-2 payoff, strikes him out looking, paints a fastball right on the inside corner. Dombrowski strikes out two in a row to close the scoreless second inning. Nice rebound for Trey. And we're moving to the third with the Woodpeckers down 2-0.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Sandro Gastone begins the top of the third inning. The Woodpeckers are down 2-0, and right-hander Patricio Aquino throws his first pitch. It's down and inside on Gastone. He had a hitless Tuesday and Wednesday, but managed to pick up a hit during the Thursday night ball game yesterday. He finished 1-for-4 at the plate, drove in a run, scored a run in that 4-run sixth, and now he shoots a sharp ground ball out to short, two-handed by Barrios, a step and a throw to first, and there's one away. Aquino has retired 7 of the 8 batters he's faced tonight. Jackson Lofton, the only Woodpecker to reach so far. He drew a one-out walk in the first. Here's Yamal Encarnacion getting his first start in his Carolina League career in this one. And the first pitch pulled on the ground foul, where Dylan Mazzo works the first base coach's box. The manager, Ricky Rivera, working over on the third base side. The bullpens are on the field. The two reliever staffs are seated on benches beyond the dugouts. And the rest of the crew hanging out on the railing. Here's the 0-1. And Encarnacion foul tips. It's strike, nothing and two. Yamal wasn't supposed to play yesterday. He actually had a long day of travel. Flew up from West Palm Beach early in the morning at about 6:30 a.m. But when Frank Perez had to leave the game due to injury in the third, Yamal was called into duty. Gets the start today. 0-2 pitch on the fly out to left. That's hooking towards the foul line, and it will drop foul. Encarnacion gave it a good ride into the opposite field, but just missed out on extra bases. Encarnacion at just 19 years old, looking for his first Carolina League hit. He did drive in a run yesterday with a sacrifice fly. And now here's the 0-2 pitch. Shorts the plate down in the dirt for Aquino. Yamal originally signed as an international free agent in January of 2021. And now the 1-2 coming home. He strikes out swinging. A fastball down and away. And Aquino picks up his second strikeout. First time through the order, Aquino sits down 8 of 9. Doesn't allow a hit, and now Zach Cole is coming up. Zach Cole 0-for-1, flied out to center to begin the ball game. And the first pitch home, pulled on the ground out to second base. Routine play for Arenamo as he collects, throws to first, inning over. Another 1-2-3 inning, and Aquino has sat down 9 in a row since his one-out walk to Jackson Lofton in the first. Woodpeckers scoreless, hitless through 3. They're down 2-0 as we move to the third from Zebulon. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh.
Bottom of the third in Zebulon, and Kalen Nicasia leads it off. 2-0, Woodpeckers trailing, and Trey Dombrowski back out on the mound, gets a slider to tie up Nicasia swinging, and levels the count 1-1. Nicasia, Adams, and Chirinos, 2-3-4, getting into the heart of the order for a second time, and here's the offer. A check swing on the same pitch, down and in on a slider, and he went too far. No need for an appeal. The home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan, made the decision. Dombrowski recovered really nicely in the second after he faced seven batters in the first, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. He struck out 2 and went 1-2-3 in the 8-9-1 spots. And now here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside. Nicasia drove in the first run of the game, RBI single, out into left field, and takes the pitch up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. You see a lot of white T-shirts tonight around the ballpark that say Cabrera, in honor of Miguel Cabrera, number 24 on the back of those white giveaway T-shirts to the first 1,000 in the park. The pitch misses down and inside. And Dombrowski issues his first walk.
On the network, more people rely on. That's Verizon Wireless. Now batting for the Mudheads, please welcome number 28, Lou Adams.
So Luke Adams steps in, the right-handed hitter who was hit on the ankle with a pitch in the first inning. He takes the first strike. 2003 was the year that a very young top prospect, Miguel Cabrera, in the Florida Marlins system, called the Florida Marlins at the time, played here at Five County Stadium. That was when the Mudcats were a double-A franchise, and Miguel Cabrera ended up making his big league debut later that season and went on to become a World Series champion and NL Rookie of the Year with the Florida Marlins. And that was last time the Marlins won a championship, but Miguel Cabrera was one of the stories around baseball, and this year being the final year of his soon-to-be Hall of Fame-honored career. The Mudcats giving him an honor here tonight. Pretty cool pregame video as well, where they dug up some old news footage of that 2003 season, and Miguel taking batting practice and hanging out with his teammates here in Zebulon. This ballpark opened in 1991, over 30 years old now, 32nd season they're celebrating this year, and Miguel Cabrera came to town about 12 years into the history of the park. Fastball runs up and outside, and the count is 3-2. Dombrowski trying to avoid another walk. Down at first base is Kalen Nicasia, and he spins a fastball down and inside, or a slider down and inside, and he hit Adams again. Another slider down and in towards his foot, and that clipped him. And now Zach Wilkins is going out there to have a conversation with Dombrowski. Walking a hit by pitch, so Dombrowski trying to hone in his stuff. After 1-2-3 second inning, he allows two runners to reach. In the Carolina League tonight, you have a couple of early scores developing. The Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies are in the bottom of the third out at Segra Park in Columbia, and the Fireflies lead 1-0. That's who the Woodpeckers will see starting next week as we finally return to Segra Stadium. We've missed the hometown crowd, and the Fireflies, second place team in the division, will be in town next week. Down East leads Delmarva early 3-2 midway through the second inning. The Wood Ducks are now the first place team in the North after they won yesterday and the Mudcats lost to the Woodpeckers. Augusta down early to Myrtle Beach, 5-0 in the top of the second. The Pelicans are trying to win their eighth straight game, out to the longest win streak right now in the Carolina League. Jesus Chirinos is the batter. The first pitch missed inside on the cleanup man, and it's 1-0. First and second, nobody out. 2-0 Carolina, and a slider cuts to the outside corner. Good backdoor pitch, and it is 1-1. Chirinos has flied out to left field, 0-1. But has a prime opportunity to add on here. And now he swings and pushes it out into right. Routine fly ball lined up by Yamal Encarnacion. He makes the catch at the shoulders, quickly throws all the way towards the shortstop, and Jackson Lofton cuts it off. Yamal Encarnacion showing off the throwing arm to keep the runners where they are. And now here's Yadier Arenamo. Back in for a second time, comes off a first inning single. Made it a 2-0 game by driving in Kalen Nicasia. Now a double steal, a swing and a fly ball. This is going to right. Could be two if they double off a runner. Encarnacion, though, drifts all the way back to the track. That ball continues to carry before he makes the catch, and everybody gets back safely. But you had Nicasia almost all the way to third. Adams was near second, and both runners had to hit the brakes and return to their bags. A lot of flyouts to the corner outfielders already tonight. Three to right and three to left. Six of the eight outs that Dombrowski has recorded have come with the fly ball. The other two with the strikeout. Gregory Barrios, Carolina leadoff hitter the last few nights, is down in the middle of the order today, batting sixth. Nothing in one after a slider dropped into the zone. Dombrowski peeks to second, pitches. And an inside fastball is knuckled foul behind home and out of play. Whatever was said during that meeting on the mound with the infield and pitching coach Zach Wilkins seems to have helped Trey get ahead in counts and find the strike zone with a little more ease. Second baseman Dari Lorenzo hovering near that bag, keeping Nicasia close. Two outs, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball pulled over to third. It will skip foul. Dombrowski, our pregame show guest tonight, sitting down with Colin Casey, talking about his college time, getting to play with his brother, his older brother, while he was at Monmouth University. Went out to the Cape. Wasn't going to be a guy that stuck around the entire summer, at least initially. That was the thinking, but was so consistent, he ended up winning the Carolina League Pitcher of the Year, improving his draft stock, going in the fourth round of the Astros last year. Another two-strike pitch, and it misses low. One ball and two strikes. And he was shut down after the draft. He worked on some stuff out in West Palm Beach but through bullpen sessions, but didn't actually make it to the Woodpeckers until opening day of this year. And he said it's made it comfortable coming up with guys like Michael Knorr, Andrew Taylor, who were all pitching in pro ball for the first time to begin the season. Now a double steal, a high fastball, throw down to second base, the tag, and the ball is dropped out. Here's a throw from short, and the run will score. John Garcia throwing down to second to try and get Luke Adams. Dari Lorenzo dropped the tag, but the ball was jarred loose on the tag. That allowed Nicasia to break from third, come down the line, and score. So an unfortunate break for the Woodpeckers. If Lorenzo was able to keep that ball in his webbing, I think he might have had Adams at second for the final out. But instead of the final out, the Mudcats add a run. Successful double steal. So both runners will get stolen bases. Nicasia of third, Adams to second. And then there won't be an error involved. It'll just be Nicasia. Right, maybe they will put an error on the board. I guess they will assess an error. And it's going to go against Dari Lorenzo. E4, so that's the second for Dari. And it leads to another unearned run for Dombrowski. Three now tonight, one earned. A little bit of bullpen activity out there in right field. The 3-2 pitch to Barrios, and he golfs it out to left, up along the line. Luis Encarnacion drifting over, tracking, and making the catch. near the chalk for the final out. But Carolina adds a late one in the inning on an error, unfortunate. The Woodpeckers almost have the final out, but Carolina instead grabs a 3-0 lead as we head to the top of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Filled In and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Jackson Lofton leads off the top of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers. They're scoreless and hitless over three innings against Carolina starter Patricio Aquino. Jackson Lofton grounds the first ball up along the third baseline, foul, and now the wind in the 0-1 pitch. It is a slider that misses low and away. One ball and one strike. Aquino making his eighth start tonight and eighth overall appearance of the 2023 season. Had a really good month of April, and it's carried on throughout the season for him. He had a 2.03 ERA in April over four games. Last pitched on June 3rd in Lynchburg, where he started and worked through three innings with three hits, one run, two strikeouts. And it was his first start back from a short stint on the injured list. But he looks awful healthy out there tonight. 1-2, the pitch to Lofton. And a chopper pulled out to shortstop. Two skips for Barrios. Fields one hand near the grass and throws on the run for out number one. Lofton's still the only batter to reach. Lofton drew a walk in the first inning, but since that point, Aquino has gone on to retire nine straight hitters, and now he faces the switch hitter, Ricardo Ballone, from the left side. First pitch, opposite way, by the reach of Adams and out into left field. A one-hopper off of the dirt, and Ricardo Ballone, with a low-line drive, picks up the first Fayetteville hit of the evening. It comes with one out here in the top of the first, and see what they can do with the base runner now, and they got a hit on the board, see if it can open up the rest of the offense. Yesterday as well, it was a relatively quiet game for the offense until their big breakout sixth inning, where they scored four runs and took a 1-1 game and turned it into a 5-1 lead. Narbe Cruz, the cleanup hitter, takes an inside fastball thigh high for strike one. 92-mile-per-hour pitch. Aquino's been around 92-93. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch to Cruz, swung on and hit out into deep center. Drifting back into his left, Avina circles around, kind of in the gap now to right center, and makes the grab. Solid contact by Cruz, but he'll go to 0 for 2, and it brings up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion 0 for 1, ground out to third base. 3-0 Carolina. And the Woodpeckers with two outs, man on first, slider tipped foul. 0-1. There is some bullpen activity out there in right field, or excuse me, left field, in the left field bullpen for Carolina. So the pitch count may be a bit limited for Aquino because he is coming off of the injury list, as mentioned, last start. He's at 41 pitches so far tonight, trying to close four scoreless innings. The 0-1 pitch and a ground ball scorched through the left side and out into left field. Luis Encarnacion gets his barrel on another one, and that is his team-high eighth hit of the series. The great road trip continues for Luis. He's taken what was a 170-something average at the start of this series and pushed it well over 230 now. He's one for two, pair of singles in the inning, first and second, two outs. And Dari Lorenzo into the left side. Fayetteville switch hitter, 0 for 1 with a line out to right field in the second. And here's Aquino's belt high set and pitch. He misses down and away. Aquino, regarding the injured list, was placed on the IL May 23rd and then activated on June 3rd. So he only missed about 10 days. Call it 11. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming, and it's down to the dirt. On the minor league side, the minimum amount of time you can spend on the IL is 7 days. They have a 7-day IL, which is pretty much universal. Sometimes for the major injuries, you'll see guys go on the 60-day, but unlike the 10-day for Major League Baseball, the minors have the 7-day IL to their disposal. Get guys back a little quicker. 2-0 the count to Lorenzo, and he swings and lines it up the middle over the leap of the shortstop Barrios and out into center field. Avina up with it quickly, and he will hold the runner at third with his throw to the mound. Base is loaded, and Dari Lorenzo has put a couple of good swings on baseballs today. He comes up with a base hit, and the bases are loaded for John Garcia. Now we'll have a pause as Michael O'Neill, the Carolina pitching coach, is going out there to have a conversation on the mound with the entire infield and his right-hander. John Garcia waits an opportunity to hit with the bases loaded, 0 for 1 with a ground out to third. A reminder that we'll be back at Segra Stadium beginning on Tuesday night as the Woodpeckers get ready to host the Columbia Fireflies, second place team in the Carolina League South Division. Entering tonight, Woodpeckers 10 games out. This is game number 55 of the season. They're 10 games out with 11 to play, and even if they were to win out at this stage, tough to imagine the Woodpeckers get back into contention in the first half. Pretty close soon here, they'll be mathematically eliminated, but they've been playing some good baseball over the last few nights, and now they're trying to cut in to a 3-0 deficit with the bases loaded and two outs. Best chance so far to grab a run on Patricio Aquino, and again, his day may be over soon with that bullpen warming and his pitch count climbing closer to 50. First pitch slider was down and outside, 1-0. And here's the belt high set, the pitch to Garcia. A changeup at 80 miles an hour placed for a strike. It is 1-1. John Garcia, after a really good Kannapolis series where he had a 5-game hit streak going, a little cold here in Zebulon. And here's the 1-1 home. He swings and the bat goes flying all the way out towards the bullpen. So a little extra pine tar may be needed for John Garcia. He swung and flung that bat beyond the third base bag over the head of Ricky Rivera, the manager. And fortunately, it didn't get into the crowd. It landed right on the back of the mound where the Carolina reliever is warming up. And a couple of guys over there watching the game jumped off the bench and made sure their pitcher didn't get hit with it. Ricky Rivera retrieves the bat, runs down the third base line, and hands it back to Garcia. They do bring the pine tar spray can, and Garcia sticks up that handle a little bit more. Gives it a couple of warm-up swings and steadies in the right side. He's down to the count 1-2. Bases loaded on three singles. Aquino's pitch. It is down and outside. 2-2 on Garcia. Woodpeckers as a team this year, batting a combined 214. They're no longer the worst team in the league in that respect. John Garcia, though, in a bases-loaded spot, a 2-2, strikes out swinging. A slider gets him, and he goes down, and Aquino, despite the three base hits, has closed four scoreless tonight, and his day probably done with that bullpen getting ready to take over. The Woodpeckers still trail 3-0 as we move to the home fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
For the guests, please welcome number 6, Hepburn Perlin.
Hedbert Perez is the leadoff hitter for Carolina in the home fourth inning. Trey Dombrowski is back out to work. And unfortunately for him, he still trails 3-0. Woodpeckers have the bases loaded, two outs. John Garcia struck out to leave them loaded. After three hitless innings, though, the Woodpeckers come up with three base hits, all singles from below Encarnacion and Lorenzo. Dombrowski throws a strike on a slider, and it's 1-1 on Perez, who flat out to right field his first time. Now he swings and pops this pitch up. High arcer over towards the first base dugout, and it'll land foul, get into the seats. So 1-1 on Perez. These Carolina Mudcats, as we mentioned, have been a part of Zebulon since 1991 when they built this ballpark. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a slider misses outside. They've had a lot of different affiliates here. Of course, the Marlins, they're celebrating Miguel Cabrera tonight with a t-shirt giveaway in his final big league season. They were a Braves affiliate for a little while, and now with Milwaukee. Roller up along first, and that gets foul. They've won some championships in this ballpark, too. Haven't been to the playoffs as a franchise since 2008, but they had some championships when they were in the Southern League at the AA level. A fastball misses down and outside. They won the Southern League championship in 1995. That was as a AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, another team that had its farm system located here in Zebulon. And then in 2003, that season with Miguel Cabrera and the Marlins, foul ball straight back, and that'll get foul. But they won the Southern League that year as well. They didn't have Miguel Cabrera with them when that team won in 03. Miggy was already up in the big leagues debuting, and he ended up being a rookie of the year and also winning the World Series with the Florida Marlins. Three ball, two strike pitch, and a swing and a deep fly hooked foul down the right field line. And Perez will stay in a full count, continues to battle with nobody out, nobody on. And a 3-0 Mudcats advantage. I loved those old Florida Marlins uniforms. And I don't think I've ever met anybody that doesn't like the old Florida Marlins turquoise blue as a fly ball is pushed out into left field the opposite way. Luis Encarnacion strolls forward and makes a two-hand catch to the chest. One out, and Jesus Parra, the DH, coming up. Parra, the designated hitter, right-handed bat, 0 for 1 with a fly out to left. That's now 7 flyouts that Trey Dombrowski has drawn today, and he's keeping his outfield very busy. 8 even, add one more with that fly to left. Here's a skipper off the mound, 2 hops, tough for Lorenzo, but he grabs it at the belt on the fringe of the center field grass, throws over to first. Nice play by Dari Lorenzo, who's committed a pair of fielding errors tonight. And now it's Jose Cibrian, the right-handed hitter, 9-hitter, catcher. 0 for 1 with a strikeout, the first strikeout Dombrowski had tonight. Swings and pulls the first pitch out to third. A shuffle to the left for Narbe Cruz. A step and a throw, a floater across the diamond in time. The inning is over. Very quick inning for Trey Dombrowski. He's bounced back from every tough inning with a 1-2-3 frame, and he's through 4, trailing 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We return to Zebulon, Five County Stadium, for the top of the fifth inning. And Sandro Gastone up into the right side, swings and whacks the first pitch on 2 hops out to third. Adams fields near the shoulders and steps and throws plenty of time over to first for out number 1. So Gastone with a pair of ground outs, he's 0 for 2. Here comes Yamal Encarnacion into the left side. Yamal Encarnacion struck out in his first at-bat, but put a good swing on a ball on a fly to the left field corner the opposite way that just got foul at the last second. Looking for his first hit, and it misses outside. There is a new Carolina right-hander out on the mound. It is Chase Costello, who takes over for Patricio Aquino, the starter. Goes 4 scoreless innings, but won't qualify for a win. His pitch count was a little bit limited. He was activated from the injured list back on June 3rd, so they're being careful with him. Strike delivered by Costello, and it's 1-1. Here's the offer. Encarnacion looks at it down in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Zach Cole, another lefty, stands on deck. So the 8-9-1 hitters in the inning to greet the Carolina bullpen. Carolina got two in the first, one in the third. And here's the set in the 2-1 delivery. Encarnacion taps it softly along first, a foul ball. And two of the three runs are unearned against Dombrowski due to an error in the first and in the third inning. Otherwise, we'd have a pretty close game right now. Woodpeckers are still out hitting Carolina 3-2, though, over the first four. Third baseman Adams off of that line, closer to short. Shortstop Barrios near the middle. Pitch to Encarnacion, strikes him out swinging. Got beat with a low changeup down towards the dirt. And there's two quick outs for Chase Costello out of the pen.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number six, Zach Cole.
Now Zach Cole, top of the order. Cole 0 for 2, fly out to center and a ground out to second base. Waves that bat over the plate, steadies, and the first pitch is tapped foul off his right foot. Costello works exclusively out of the stretch. He's a 23-year-old originally from Pompano Beach, Florida. And he attended St. Thomas University in St. Thomas, Florida. And he was not drafted, signed a free agent contract with the Milwaukee Brewers in March of this year. So this is his first professional season. As he missed up high with the pitch, it is 1-1. And over 10 games previously this year, 3-1 record and a 2.70 ERA from the bullpen. Does have a save and one opportunity, 9 walks to 17 strikeouts. Cole swings, bounces it right side, backhanded by Chirinos, nearly stumbles over, balances himself out, underhand flips to Costello hustling over, and they get Cole by a step. Both guys fielding their position well, and the Woodpeckers go down in order halfway home tonight. And Fayetteville still with nothing on the board, 3-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Trey Dombrowski pitches the home fifth inning, and on the first pitch of the inning, Jay Savina lines a base hit opposite way out into right field, and leadoff hitter on for the Bunt Cats. Kayla Nicasio, Luke Adams will also get to bat in this inning. Bunt Cats have done a good job of getting the leadoff man on. That's the third time tonight. In five innings, they've put the leadoff hitter on first base. Now Kayla Nicasia, who's been aboard both times, he has stepped in. Single and a walk today. He's also scored two of the three Carolina runs. Dabrowski out of the stretch. Long look down to first as he milks the clock all the way down to two. Picks up the leg, throws to first. And Avina, who was hardly off the bag, steps right back in. No runs, three hits, two fielding errors tonight, both by the second baseman, Dari Lorenzo. Three runs on three hits now on the Avina single. No errors for Carolina. And here's the kick and the first one to Nicasia. Fastball for a strike on the low inside corner. Dabrowski's pitch count is at 64. And getting close to that 75 mark. Couple batters left for him. Perhaps there is some bullpen activity out there in right field. A right-hander is currently warming up out there. 1-1 the count on Nicasia. Drove in a run as well, Jace Avina in the first inning. So he's having a nice night at the plate. It was his eighth RBI of the year in the first. And here's the 1-1. Swings through a fastball late on 91. He's got some bright yellow batting gloves and some yellow cleats to contrast the white pants and the black uniform. Definitely stands out, that Milwaukee Brewers yellow. One and two. And Dabrowski peeks towards first. Short lead for Avina and a foul ball straight backwards. You know, Miguel Cabrera night, we were talking last inning about those 2003 Florida Marlins turquoise pinstripe uniforms, the Marlin logo, and how vintage it is and how everybody seems to like that one more than the current one. I feel like you could say that for a wide variety of current logos and having the 90s ones be a lot better. Of course, everybody loves the Milwaukee Brewers glove, the MB glove, the big league team of these Mudcats. I mean, you can go down the list, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. If you watch the Rays game tonight, they're wearing those old-school Tampa Bay Rays uniforms. Tapper back to the mound. Dabrowski has it. Runner was on the move, so no play at second. He'll go to first and retire Nicasia. But Avina gets down to second base, works as a sacrifice. And Luke Adams coming up into the right side with one out.
Please welcome number 28, Luke Adams.
Some will tell you they like those old school Astros uniforms with the crimson and the gold and the black a little more than the current ones. I think the current blue and orange scheme is the best one they've had. And, of course, you have the championships and the success to go along with that logo. The Milwaukee had a great one. Florida had a great one. The Toronto Blue Jays have fully embraced the old logo from the 90s and the 2000s after rebranding a bit around 2010. They've gone back to their old scheme. I think the Anaheim Angels had a really good logo that a lot of people like to go back to compared to the current one. And I wonder what it is about those late 90s, early 2000s brands that everybody seems to like. Pitches down low. All of society is kind of on a 90s kick right now. You see some of those weird color schemes coming back in clothing, and you have people wearing the old school dad new balances that you saw a lot in the 90s. Yeah, right now, all of the U.S. is embracing the 90s, but all of baseball has been in love with it forever. Here's the 2-1, and a pop fly right side of the infield. Drifting over from first is below near the grass, and he makes the catch. So second out of the inning, Dabrowski holding Avina down at second base. Jesus Chirinos coming up. 3-0 Mudcats with a right-hander warming out there in the bullpen, and that will be it for Trey. Chirinos gets announced, but he won't face Dabrowski. Ricky Rivera going out there to the mound with a pitch count for Dabrowski at 72. So a new right-hander coming in. Looks like it'll be Austin Temple out of the bullpen. And we will step aside as Dabrowski steps off of the mound. Keeps the game fairly close. 3-0 over 4 2/3. Temple to get the final out when we come back. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. planning an event. The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Dombrowski off the mound after 4 2/3. Austin Temple out to grab the final out of the fifth inning. He faces right-handed batter Jesus Chirinos, who is 0-2 with a pair of flyouts. Austin Temple making his second appearance for the Woodpeckers this year. A former Notre Dame Fighting Irish ball player as a grad student last year. Got one out in a short appearance in Kannapolis last week, and now comes into a bridge spot again here. 2-0 the count on Chirinos. Temple's kick and pitch sails high. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Pitching in his sixth Carolina League game tonight, threw in four games last year for the Woodpeckers and struck out four over 3 1/3 combined innings. The runner at second is Jay Savina. Here's the pitch. 3-0 within the green light. And he's swinging a foul tip into the glove. 3-1 on Chirinos. Two in the Carolina first, one more in the third. Woodpeckers loaded the bases in the fourth, but couldn't bring anybody home. John Garcia striking out to leave them loaded. Their best chance to cut into the deficit tonight. Carolina with a comeback win on Tuesday, but the Woodpeckers have won three in a row, trying to carry a winning streak into the weekend. Three balls, one strike. Temple at the chest. Here's his delivery, and it misses inside. A fastball 92 just off target. And Jesus Trinos makes it aboard. So Chirinos is on, and now here is Yadier Arenamo. First and second, two out. The first pitch misses low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Temple, the 23-year-old, stands 6'4" out there on the hill. Originally from Miami, he went to Jacksonville University before his grad season at Notre Dame. At the shoulders, he delivers a pop fly right side, and that'll sail foul into the seats. So it remains 1-1. And the next one home. Fly ball. This is well hit out into right. Yamal Encarnacion sprinting over, and that'll land at the base of the fence. Avina's coming home from second. They stop Chirinos at third, and Arenamo is down to second base with an RBI double. It's now 4-0 Mudcats. That run will come home against Trey Dombrowski. Runner at third, still his, runner at third, the responsibility of Temple. So that'll officially close the book for Dombrowski. Four runs, two earned tonight against his ERA, and Now the new right-handed batter in, Gregory Barrios, 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts to left field. This is the largest deficit that the Woodpeckers have had all week long. Four runs here on the road. Two in scoring position. Barrios with a line drive out to second, but Lorenzo nabs it at the belt. Took a couple of steps over from his station and ends the inning. But Carolina adds a two-out run on a double from Arenamo, and they're up 4-0 tonight through five innings.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. We play the top of the sixth inning, and Jackson Lofton leads it off for the Woodpeckers, getting ready to go through the heart of their order for a third time. Lofton below and Narbe Cruz with the Woodpeckers trailing tonight 4-0. Four hits, no errors for Carolina. No runs, three hits, and two errors for the Woodpeckers. Lofton has gone 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. And now he scoots out of the way of a fastball, but it grazed him. Just got him on the left arm and up near the wrist area. And now Lofton's in a bit of pain. He's hunched over, grabbing at his left wrist. The right-hander Chase Costello ran a pair of pitches in on him. The first one was up near his chin. He got out of the way of that one, but the next one hits him in the wrist. And the ball got through him. It was actually caught by Seabury on the catcher, and it still must have gotten more of Lofton's wrist than we initially thought. Usually it gets you flushed. The catcher's not going to hang on to it. And Ricky Rivera is already giving the swap outside. He's looking over to the dugout and telling the bench to get a runner ready, and this would be a tough loss for the Woodpeckers to lose one of their hottest hitters right now in Jackson Lofton, a guy who's really helped spark the offense, and you know he's going to try and stay in this game. It does seem Jennifer Bardales is walking off the field without him, and there's good news because Ricky Rivera initially looked like he was going to the bench. So Lofton will stay in there as he flexes the wrist and runs up the first baseline. Lofton's been on twice tonight without a hit, a walk, and a hit by pitch. And now it's Ricardo below. Switch hitter from the left side against the righty, Chase Costello. He pitched a scoreless fifth inning, faced the minimum. Retired the side in order with a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Below got a near rally started in the fourth inning with a one-out single. He's 1-for-2. A strikeout as well. Infield shifted around to the pull side of the lefty. And Costello's first pitch home. Lofton breaking for second base. Pitch is low. Lofton dives into second, and he is in there. Another stolen base for Jackson Lofton, and he clings to that bag with the left wrist that gave him some trouble. And he is now a perfect 21 for 21. Nobody can catch Lofton in the Carolina League this year. He chose a good pitch to steal on as well. A changeup that was called a strike but took a moment to get to the plate. And now a step off by Costello, and he looks Lofton back to the bag. Nothing and one below. Rest that bat on the left shoulder and now picks it up, wiggles it around, and waits for Costello to come set. He's at the shoulders, kicks and delivers. And a chopping ball up the middle, fielded even with second on the shortstop side of the bag by Barrios. And he offers over to first to get the out. Lofton advances down to third. Below's the first out of the inning. Below goes to 1 for 3. Here's Narbe Cruz, 0 for 2. Ground out to second and also a fly out to center. And the set, the first pitch from Costello is down and away. Best chance the Woodpeckers had, all three of their base hits coming in the fourth inning. Below, Encarnacion and Lorenzo singling to load the bases, but John Garcia struck out with two outs, and that was it. Here's the 1-0. Cruz takes just off of the plate. No, called strike right on the outside edge. Narbe Cruz with his 0 for 2 tonight is now 6 for 17 in the series. Much better week at the plate here than in Kannapolis, where he had just two hits across six games. The 1-0 swings and misses. A slider down and outside. Pretty well placed by Costello. Got Cruz to extend outside of the strike zone. Cruz with a hit in consecutive games. Now make it to six straight games, rather. It's his longest hitting streak of the year. Base hit in every game going back to June 3rd when we were in Kannapolis. And a changeup down and outside. Evens the count, 2-2. Lofton is getting a pretty big lead off of third. He's walking 15, 20 feet off of that bag with Luke Adams not paying too much attention. He's trying to guard that third baseline in case there's a ground ball hit his way. The 2-2. Cruz sticks the bat out, taps it foul, and it gets a piece of him. Count remains even. It was the sixth inning yesterday when the Woodpeckers broke the 1-1 tie, scored four runs in the inning, went ahead 5-1, never looked back. But tonight they're facing their largest deficit of this road trip. 4-0. With one out, man at third, Lofton drifting down that third baseline. Now Cruz chops it past Lofton and down into the bullpen. And there was a Carolina reliever down there that made a nice one-handed snag. Good play. ...18 pitches for Costello since he came on behind the starter Patricio Aquino in the fifth inning. The 2-2 again, and Cruz chops it along third. This will be played by Adams. Backpedaling towards the fringe of the grass, his throw to first in time, but it brings home the run. Jackson Lofton crosses, and Narbe Cruz places one in a good spot on the infield to bring Lofton in 4-1. In the top of the sixth inning, Mudcats on top. I'm not sure if there's a throw that Luke Adams cannot make over at third base. I've been really impressed by his defense this week. That's the second throw tonight that he has been forced to make along the third base line and on the fringe of the grass. That's as long as a throw as you'll get as an infielder on the dirt. And Adams has made both of them. And these aren't one-hoppers into first base. These are line throws. Throws that stay up the whole time. That last one was caught at Chirinos' shoulders. So Adams has a good glove and an exceptionally strong arm over there. 1-1 the count on Luis Encarnacion with two outs and the bases empty. He swings and lifts it out into shallow center. Avina sprinting forward, comes together with the right fielder Nicasia, and Avina makes the catch to end the inning. Woodpeckers grab one, their first run of the game. It comes without a hit. RBI ground out for Cruz. And it, as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Woodpeckers down 3-4-1.
Happy 13th birthday to Owen Stone. Congratulations.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Austin Temple gets the opportunity to start a clean inning here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Mudcats lead the Woodpeckers 4-1. And the pitch to left-handed batter Hedbert Perez is low, and that's ball two. 2-0. Up until this point, Temple really had just been a bridge pitcher in his one outing. He got one out in Kannapolis again tonight behind Trey Dombrowski. Gets the one out of the fifth, but he'll get to pitch a clean sixth inning, the first time he actually gets to start an inning this year. He misses, called a strike on a low changeup, 2-1. Perez tonight has flied out twice, pops this pitch up along third, and it will drift foul out towards the seats. And the count is now 2-2. Perez, Parra, and then Cibrian, the 7, 8, and 9 of the order. And he strikes him out looking. Changeup on the 2-2 to Perez. Austin Temple strikes out his first batter this season. So that one's got to feel good for Temple. First strikeout for him in a pro baseball game since last September when he was with the Woodpeckers. Didn't pitch in any FCL games before he was added to the Woodpeckers roster. Came to town right before the FCL season started up. One ball and no strikes for Parra. A fly out to left and a ground out to second base. And the pitch misses outside. It is 1-1. We gave you some of the background intel on Austin Temple. Grew up in Miami, went to college in Jacksonville before he wrapped it up at Notre Dame. Attended Martin County High School in Stuart, Florida. And now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a high fastball. And Austin Temple has struck out two in a row in this sixth. A nice bounce back here for Temple. He gave up a walk and a double that brought home a run for Trey Dombrowski in the fifth inning, an inherited runner. But since that point, he's gotten a line out to close the inning and back-to-back strikeouts. Jose Cibrian now in the right side, the catcher. Takes low and away. Carolina 9-hitter 0-for-2 with a strikeout and also a ground out to third. Temple leans in, gets the sign from Garcia, and sets to the chest. The left leg kick and pitch is spoiled off foul down to the right. And now it's 1-1. That strikeout was the 15th career strikeout for 16th, rather, with the back-to-back strikeout. 16 career strikeouts now over 11 and two-thirds innings. So small sample size, but Temple has had a pretty good strikeout rate to begin his pro career. 2-1 coming home. Cibrian looks at a slider on the outside corner, 2-2. Temple, while he was in Notre Dame, did earn a weekly award in the ACC. ACC Pitcher of the Week on March 7th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Temple pitches, and a swing and a line drive foul into the netting. So it'll stay where it is. Middle infield back, another 2-strike pitch. Temple misses just high. And that'll fill the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. At Notre Dame, or rather at Jacksonville University, 4 seasons, he struck out 124 batters over 132 and two-thirds innings, so about one per. And now the 3-2 soft liner out towards second, drifting back on it, Dari Lorenzo, and he makes the catch in the shallow outfield grass. Perfectly positioned towards the middle of the diamond to put it away. And Austin Temple retires 3 in a row in the bottom of the 6th inning. He ends his day, presumably, with 4 straight set down. And we move to the 7th inning with the Woodpeckers down 4-1. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Dari Lorenzo scoots out of the way of the first pitch, and it is 1-0 on the Woodpecker switch hitter. We're into the final third of our ball game. It is the top of the 7th, and the Woodpeckers are down 4-1. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Lorenzo cuts through it. It is 1-1. Right-hander Chase Costello is back out there on the mound. He's been pitching since the 5th. Gave up the one run on a ground out from Narbe Cruz in the 6th inning, but still holding a 3-run advantage. And now a swing on the 1-2. That was the strike 2 pitch make it. And Lorenzo goes down on strikes. One away. Second strikeout for Chase Costello out of the bullpen. You know, we thought that Austin Temple might be just a one-inning type guy tonight to get to the guy, the tandem partner behind Dombrowski. But Temple looks like he's probably going to be going back out there. There's no bullpen activity right now off of 1-2-3-6. Why not put him back out there for more? Very first pitch to John Garcia. Runs inside and clips him. that got him on the elbow guard, and it is the second batter that Chase Costello has hit. He got Jackson Lofton on the wrist with a pitch back in the sixth inning. So Costello retire, or rather Garcia down to first. Costello now faces Sandro Gastone, and the first pitch is fouled off 0-1. Sandro does it every day, but I got the chance to watch it up close today down on the field for some pregame BP, and he was hitting some absolute tanks. That's why they call him El Tanque, but he was drilling them way over the left field wall, the high wall and left. Runner on the move down to second, a swing and a miss. High throw, sails out into center field. John Garcia gets crossed up with the middle infielder. That should be an interference. But now we've got interference going on the batter. Sandro Gastone is going to be called for an interference. And they're going to send John Garcia back to first base. And Ricky Rivera is coming down the line to see what's going on. That's an odd sequence. Gastone swung through the pitch. Garcia stealing second. Gastone got tied up with the catcher, Cibrian. That's what, I guess, allowed the throw to sail high. It was deflected, or the two came together. Garcia got into second. Then he got tied up with the second baseman, Arenamo. So you thought we had a defensive interference coming, but instead they call interference on Gastone. And Garcia off of first in a 0-2 count now to Sandro. Time is called. Sandro asked for time, and Costello was working that clock all the way down towards zero. And he was getting a little bit impatient. So it's nothing in two. One out, man at first. Sandro 0 for 2, couple of ground outs. Didn't even get one in the air like he did during batting practice. Oh, he hit 400-foot home runs during BP. The nothing and two offering, and Gastone chops it foul over to the third base well. It'll stay where it is. It is unfortunate that a lot of minor league ballparks don't let fans come into the park until batting practice is closed down. I know major league parks will open their gate a little bit earlier, but it is a show if you're ever in Segra Stadium and manage to catch a Sandro Gastone BP session. Fastball misses inside. Problem is, the Woodpeckers being the home team, they always hit first. They do BP on the field around 4 o'clock for 7 o'clock games, and you're out of luck. The gates aren't open that early. One ball and two strikes. Here's the set with Garcia off of first and the pitch home. And Gastone checks his swing on a slider. They appeal, and he did go. Strike three. Third strikeout notched for Chase Costello. And now they bring up the lefty, Yamal Encarnacion, at the bottom of the Woodpeckers' order. Hits for a third time. 0 for 2 tonight in his first Carolina League start with a pair of strikeouts. And the first pitch dives low, a changeup. One and out, 1-0 the count. Barrios, the shortstop, hanging near the bag. Encarnacion stands 5'9" in that left side. Small of stature, but quick player. Swings and lines it out into center. Sinking quick, Avina sprinting forward, and it stays up. He makes the catch on the run. The inning is over. John Garcia is stranded at first, and it's time to stretch in Zebulon. The Woodpeckers are down 4-1.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the Mudcats order leads off the home seventh inning. It is Jay Savina getting things started for the Mudcats. They carry a 4-1 lead tonight, and they're trying to level this series two games apiece going into Saturday. A slider by Austin Temple gets a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Temple retired the side in order, so they're going to go right back to him here in the seventh inning. A season-long outing so far for Temple, and an inning and a third. And he gets a swing and a miss on a high fastball at 89. 1-2. Avina, Kalen Nicasia, and then Luke Adams. Mudcats got two in the first, one in the third, and one in the fifth. Woodpeckers finally got on the board with a run in the sixth inning. And Temple misses just off the plate to the outside. Two balls and two strikes. With the bases empty, he goes right back up top with a fastball and strikes him out. Avina goes down, and Austin Temple starting to feel a vibe. He's struck out three of the last four. He has retired five straight. And with one out in the seventh, Kalen Nicasia is stepping in. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, the Augusta Green Jackets have come all the way back from 7-2 down. Now tied 7-7 at the end of 5 in North Augusta. Great ball game brewing between the Pelicans and the Green Jackets. 1-0 count. The pitch to Nicasia is outside. A changeup 2-0. The Green Jackets have lost 6 in a row entering tonight and have fallen back to the middle of the pack in the Carolina League South, pretty much out of playoff contention. 2-0. Nicasia muscles up, pulls his head out of the zone, and missed a fastball on the interior. 2-1. Down East looks like they're going to win tonight. Important that Carolina wins tonight to keep pace with the Wood Ducks, a game back in the division. Down East on top, 10-4. And a strike delivered to Nicasia. It is 2-2. Nicasia with an RBI, two runs, single and a walk. He's 1-for-2. Also is grounded out back to the pitcher. Two balls and two strikes. Here it is. Down to the dirt. And Temple missed with a changeup. Columbia leads Salem in the top of the ninth inning. They're three outs away from getting a shutout. Held Salem to four hits tonight. Low scoring. One zip. And Charleston leads Fredericksburg 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch to Nicasia, and it misses outside. Second walk by Austin Temple ends a stretch of five in a row set down. Now Luke Adams from the right side, and the first pitch to him is a slider placed on the low outside corner, called strike one. And the other game is out at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, where the Hillcats currently lead the Cannonballers 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Second baseman Dario Lorenzo hovering near the bag. Double play chance there. Austin Temple leans in and goes to the chest. In that tan-colored glove, left leg kick and the pitch, and a fly ball off to the right, foul. And Adams falls behind, nothing and two. Adams has been hit by two pitches tonight. Takes the 1-2, the 0-2 rather, up and outside. Now 1-2. He's also popped out, so 0-1 tonight. Even pitches now for Austin Temple as he kicks home. Runner on the move to second. The pitch is high. Garcia's throw down. Kicks off of Lorenzo and gets out into right field. Yamal Encarnacion sprints in to pick up the baseball. And Nicasio didn't realize it ricocheted away, and he'll hold at second base. But after hanging on first base for most of that at bat, he tests the arm of John Garcia and comes up with a stolen bag. 2-2 the count on Adams. Adams with 28 RBIs on the year for Carolina takes the slider low and away, and that is ball three. So from down 0-2 to a full count, Adams has come all the way back. Austin Temple goes to the rosin bag, chalks up the hand. The bullpen has been activated. A right-hander starting to throw out there. Austin Temple peers down to second and offers up his 3-2. Adams swings and foul tips it to the screen. In high A tonight, the Asheville Tourists continue their series against Aberdeen, the Ironbirds, Baltimore Orioles affiliate. Today for the Tourists, their scheduled starting pitcher was Brian DiPaolo, the left-hander who's had a tough year. Here's a tapper hit back to the mound. Temple fields. Lazy throw over to first. It's brought in by Below, and there's out number one. Or out number two make it. Nicasi on the other end of the diamond gets down to third. Two outs, man at third. Bullpen activated, and Ricky Rivera coming out of the dugout. He is making the stroll out there to take the ball from Austin Temple, who tonight goes a season-long two innings. And in fact, tonight, this outing for Temple, the longest in his Woodpeckers career, the longest in his professional career. So a good night for Temple comes to a close. Strands a man down at third. As of right now, no runs against him. And it'll be the job of the new right-hander. Looks to be Urias coming out of the pen to get the final out. We'll step aside for a brief break, and we're back in a moment.
Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, @WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, @FayettevilleWoodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, @FayWoodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome back to Zebulon, where Manuel Urias has taken over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. He's trying to get the final out of this seventh inning with a man down at third inherited. And spikes the first pitch, a slider down to the dirt for ball one. Austin Temple goes a career-long two innings. He has not given up a run, at least as of right now, but Nicasio his responsibility, dancing down that third base chalk line. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Chirinos, and he fouls it into the netting. It is 1-1. Urias pitches behind Dombrowski, the starter, went 4 2/3, and then Temple Urias has thrown 9 2/3 innings this year, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, 14 strikeouts, has a 6.52 ERA across 10 relief appearances. Sets high up atop the shoulders, and he pitches. He delivers a strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball right on the outside edge. So a strike away from getting back to the dugout and getting us to the eighth inning. It is 4-1, Carolina Mudcats lead. And here comes the set and the 1-2 kick and pitch. It misses outside with a slider. Dombrowski right now on the hook for what would be his league-leading sixth loss of the year. Woodpeckers faced their largest deficit of the series when they were down 4-0 after 5 innings. Carolina got on the board quickly tonight. 2 runs right out of the gate in the bottom of the first. Off of third, Nicasia. Still walking down the line. Urias sets at the 2-2. Here it is, and he strikes out Chirinos. Got him with a fastball up and away. And Urias struts off the mound after doing his job. Puts out the fire and gets us to the eighth inning. The Woodpeckers trailing by 3. It's 4-1 in Zebulon.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Turn it up. 4-1 Carolina as we play the top of the eighth inning. Zach Cole at the top of the Woodpeckers order leads it off against the right-hander for Carolina, Chase Costello. He's out there for a fourth inning of work. He's gone 3 out of the bullpen behind the starter Aquino, who was lifted after 4 innings coming off the injured list. They were a little careful with his pitch count tonight. Zach Cole swings, rolls it off the end of the bat, softly towards third. Adams charges, he throws across the body, not in time. And Zach Cole hustles out an infield single, his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-4. Adams has made a lot of good defensive plays, and he even got that throw off after barehanding the ball, but took too long to charge in and pick up the baseball. So Cole puts it in a good spot. Leadoff man aboard, and you now have to contend with Cole's speed. Jackson Lofton is up into the right side. He's been on twice, a walk and a hit by pitch. And the first one out of the stretch from Costello is not on the way. A spin and a throw over to first after a long pause. Very good sign to see Jackson Lofton stay in this game. He was hit on the wrist with a pitch in the sixth inning. It wasn't a direct blow, but kind of a grazing pitch that got enough of him for him to be in some pain. He was checked up on by the trainer. Another one runs tight on him. And fortunately didn't have to walk off the field, although it looked for a moment that Ricky Rivera was looking at his lineup card, gesturing to the dugout to get a pinch runner, and then Lofton was able to stay in there. Cole off of first, 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Lofton swings and fouls it at his feet, and that is a foul ball. Are they calling it a fair ball? They've called it a fair ball. They're saying it was right out in front of the plate. It looked like that ball was directly on top of home plate. And Lofton, who didn't leave the box, was tagged out by the catcher. So a good play by Jose Cibrian. Heads up play by the catcher to grab that baseball right away, tag out Lofton, and get the out. So that'll go as a two unassisted. And Zach Cole, he didn't leave first base. He thought that was a foul ball as well. So that's the other part of that play that works in the Mudcats' favor. Cole doesn't get into scoring position. Now it's Ricardo below from the left side. And a first pitch changeup called a strike on the low outside corner. That's the thing. It's one thing if Lofton's out, but you also don't advance Cole. And the chance at a double play is still on. The force stays alive. And here's Costello's 0-1 down in the dirt and kept in front by Cibrian. A good block. One ball and one strike. Mentioned Brian DePaula getting the start tonight for the Asheville Tourists. Tonight they lead 3-1 out in Aberdeen against the Ironbirds. Jacob Melton currently at the plate for the Tourists. And with just one run on the board, two hits for Aberdeen. Brian DePaula looks to have turned in a good day. He did. Four innings, one earned run, four walks, and five strikeouts. And now a chopper pulled over to first, beyond the bag, and a fair ball. That's going to get down into the bullpen. Zach Cole gets to third, and he will stop there. Below hits the brakes for a single, and Victor Esteves is coming out of the dugout. He wants to argue that call. It did look like that ball might have been just on the right side of the bag. Esteves out to argue with the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan, who's looking up that first baseline. Esteves carrying on a pretty stern argument now with Sullivan. I think he might have a case here. It's one of those plays where you'd have to look at some form of a slow motion replay or a camera angle, and it could be a tough one to judge at times for an umpire if that ball is in the air while it crosses the bag. And that was the case there. Esteves probably wants to get the umpires to come together on this, but they will not. And as he walks back to the dugout, concluding his argument, Michael O'Neill, the Asheville pitching coach, is going to go out to the mound, talk with Costello, and buy a little bit of time for a right-hander to continue warming out there in the bullpen. First time the Woodpeckers have had multiple base runners on since they loaded the bases and did not score in the fourth inning. They'll have Cole at third, Below at first, with his second base hit of the day. Multi-hit game now for Below, 2-for-4. And Narbe Cruz representing the tying run at the plate coming up. So a pretty significant call. That's why you saw the argument out of Esteves. It's not just a no big deal fair ball call. It's put the tying run to the plate with one out. And put the go-ahead run on deck. Tonight for the Tourists, you mentioned Brian DePaula, Walker Brockhouse, Ryan Gusto have combined for two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. And Ryan Clifford, who doubled yesterday and hit a home run, has doubled again tonight. His fifth double of the year. Michael Sandel has also added a double. Ryan Clifford has driven in a pair of runs in that game as well with his base hit. He's now batting .224 on the season at high A. Now Cruz swings, hits a deep fly out into left field, back towards the wall. It is off of the top of the wall. Cole holds his run. He's strutting down the third baseline, and he scores. Below down to third, and Narbe Cruz missed a game-tying home run by inches. It's an RBI double. 4-2 game, and the tying runs are in scoring position. It looked like Cruz got all of it attacking the very first pitch, a down and in slider offered up by Costello. And while not a home run, the pressure on. Cruz has driven in both of Fayetteville's runs on a ground ball, and now that double high off the left field fence. You really got to arc it up there. Again, about a 30-foot wall to straightaway left field. And after that double, it'll be curtains for Costello. Had a meeting on the mound the moment ago. The bullpen ready now, and Carolina will turn to it. Right-hander coming on with runners at second and third and one out. And Luis Encarnacion stepping up to the plate. When we come back to Zebulon, the Woodpeckers are threatening to come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
The new right-hander into the game for Carolina is Tanner Shears. He enters a tough spot, tying runs in scoring position after a double from Narve Cruz, drives in Zach Cole. He just missed out on a home run.
Number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
High off of the left field wall, Cruz drives in Cole, his second RBI of the game. Second and third, below a third, Cruz at second. Luis Encarnacion facing the new righty Shears, who's been having quite the season for Carolina. And he spins a slider in there for strike one. Tanner Shears may try for the five-out save here. He has three saves and four opportunities. 1-0 record, a .49 ERA. He's given up just one earned run over 18 and a third innings of work this year. Here's the pitch, and Encarnacion swings. High arcer on the infield. Left side, dancing around Barrios and Adams, and Barrios can't make the catch. It drops behind him, falls to the dirt, and Encarnacion is going to make it on. Again, no infield fly, second and third the runners, no force on. Adams and Barrios were circling around, struggling to communicate. Barrios called for it, and it landed directly behind him. Now three hits have been compounded by an error. An E6 puts Encarnacion on the tying run and the go-ahead runner to board, and Dari Lorenzo coming up. They are loaded with one out in the first pitch. Lorenzo kicks away from the catcher. Cibrian going to the backstop to get it, and Below sprints down the third baseline and scores. It is a one-run game. Everybody else advances. Cruz down to third and Encarnacion to second. What a turn of events. First the hits for the Woodpeckers to put the runners on, and then the meltdown by the infield and the pitcher for the Mudcats. Tying run on third, go-ahead run on second. Dari Lorenzo now hits with a shaded in infield and takes a fastball outside. That run goes against Chase Costello. Tanner Shears this year has struck out 30 batters over the 18 and a third innings, walked 15, sets and pitches, and Lorenzo takes low. Three balls and no strikes. Tanner Shears in May gave up just one earned run. You have to go back to May 7th, the last time he allowed a run. And Encarnacion, his responsibility down on second, but that's an E6, and now in a 3-0 count, they will intentionally walk Dari Lorenzo and load up the bases. Excuse me. They will instead go up against John Garcia. This is the second time tonight that Garcia will hit with the bases loaded. He did so in the fourth inning and struck out. That was with two outs. Now he's got a bases loaded chance with one away. Infield will back up off the fringe of the grass. Now straight up, double play depth, and a first pitch fastball at 94 splits the middle, strike one. Garcia's reached once tonight on a hit by pitch, but he's had a pretty quiet series at the plate after five hits on the road last week in Kannapolis. Here's the pitch home, and Garcia takes a changeup blown away. One ball and one strike. John Garcia with his 0 for 2 tonight is now a combined 1 for 12 with the home run that he hit on Tuesday. Four home runs, nine RBIs for Garcia. The pitch is a changeup right at the top of the zone. Called a strike, and it's 1-2. This is the first multi-run inning tonight for the Woodpeckers. They were down 4-0 after five. Got a run in the sixth on an RBI ground out. Now two home here in the eighth on an RBI double and a wild pitch. Anything past the catcher here could tie up this game. Three unanswered and trying to pull off a late comeback. The sixth inning has kind of been the tell-all this year for the Woodpeckers, whether they're leading or trailing. Garcia pinwheels the bat, and Shears stepped off. He'll reset the pitch clock at 18. Middle infield back, corners fairly shallow, but not to the grass. One and two the count. Here's the pitch to Garcia. He swings and shoots it on a line foul over to the first base on deck circle. When trailing after seven innings this year, the Woodpeckers are a combined 1-27. And the one win was last week in Kannapolis. You may remember trailing 4-2 in the eighth inning. They go on to score four runs and win the game over the Cannonballers. And now a pitch down in the dirt. That bounces behind the plate, but close enough for Cibrian to hop on top and keep the runner down at third. That's ball two to Garcia. Two ball, two strike count. Cibrian going to walk with Shears back to the mound and talk this one over. So the Woodpeckers were kind of quiet yesterday until the middle innings. Their big rally kick for Garcia. It'll officially go down as a fielder's choice, and he'll get credit for the RBI that brings home the tying run and Cruz. 2-1, Gastone ahead. Here's the delivery and a strike on a changeup. Levels things at two balls and two strikes. There was no argument, surprisingly, from Victor Estevez on a play like that. You expect to see a manager leave the dugout, but their dugout must have seen the same thing the umpire saw in Torino's leaving the bag early. 2-2, runner on the move to second. Gastone swings, pops it up. Right side of the infield, Arenamo calling for it, and he makes the grab to end the inning. But the Woodpeckers come back. Three runs in the top of the eighth inning to tie it 4-4 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Back in a moment.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
We join you back in Zebulon in what is now a tie ball game. On the first play of the inning, Jader Arenamo bounces a ball to short, and the throw to first gets by below. The leadoff hitter, Jader Arenamo, will sprint down to second base, and the third error of the game starts the bottom of the eighth inning. Jackson Lofton commits the throwing error. And now after the Woodpeckers come all the way back in the top of the eighth with three runs, the go-ahead run for Carolina is in scoring position. Gregory Barrios, the right-handed hitter. And here comes the pitch home from Manuel Urias, a swing and a pop fly behind first base, drifting over into the right field bullpen. Below gets out there and makes an over-the-shoulder attempt, but can't make the catch. Clipped his glove, but he couldn't secure it. And it'll just be a foul ball strike for Barrios. It's been the middle infielders today that have committed the errors for the Woodpeckers. Two by Lorenzo early in the game. One on a drop pop fly, another on a throw. And now Lofton with that short throw to first. Probably one, though, that Below wishes he could have dug out. And the slider misses outside. The throw was accurate, but it just rolled up Below's arm as he tried to backhand stab it. One and one on Barrios, who is 0 for 3. Pair of flyouts to left and a line out to second base. And as Urias sets and pitches, he swings and pops it up out of play. The bottom four hitters in the Carolina order tonight have combined to go 0 for 12. Barrios, Perez, Parra, and Cibrian. Nobody has even reached base. Trying to go right at these guys as Barrios looks at it low in the dirt. And the count to level, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The eighth inning was started on an RBI double from Narbe Cruz. Then a wild pitch and then the double play ball and the safe call over at first that allowed Cruz to come in. 2-2 with a runner on second. Arenamo does not go. This pitch is swung on, foul tipped, and Garcia holds on to it behind the plate. Urias strikes out Barrios, who goes to 0 for 4. And it brings up the left-handed batter, Hedbert Perez, who's had quite a few late clutch swings in this ballpark during his 3-year Mudcats career. He's hit walk-off home runs in this ballpark before, hit one last year. Left-handed batter tonight, 0 for 3 with a strikeout and a pair of flyouts. First pitch off the end of the bat, roller to the third base side of the mound. Urias can't make the play, Cruz can't make the play, and everybody is safe. Arenamo makes it down to third. And Hedbert Perez is on with an infield single. It looked like Urias was going to try and field that ball off to his right. And Cruz thought that as well. He gave up at the last moment. That caught Cruz off guard. Nobody had a chance thereafter. And they stand at the corners with one out. And Jesus Parra, the DH, trying to give the Mudcats a lead again. That goes down as the fifth hit for Carolina. First for Perez as he goes to 1 for 4. Parra 0 for 3. Fly out, ground out, strikeout. And the first one from Urias, cut through and missed. 90-mile-per-hour fastball to the outside border. 0-1 on Parra. The Woodpeckers are trying to keep a 3-game winning streak alive. Carolina looking for another late comeback as Perez breaks on the pitch and will get down to second without a throw. Garcia popped out of the crouch to bring in that high fastball, and it actually looked like he was getting ready to throw down, and that would be daring right now. With the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Now two in scoring position. Parra in a 1-1 count. Here's the delivery. And a slider sweeps down and away. It is 2-1. Great to see some fight in this Fayetteville ball club, though. The second time that they have come back from trailing in the eighth inning over this 12-game series, a 12-game road trip. And now a foul ball into the screen. They did it in Kannapolis. And now they've done it here in Zebulon. It was a two-run comeback in the eighth inning in Kannapolis, and this one even more impressive from three runs down. Whole infield playing in on the grass now as the 2-2 pitch from Urias makes its way to the plate, and he strikes him out swinging. A fastball right up atop the zone at 91. Second strikeout for Urias in the eighth, and now will face the catcher, Jose Cibrian, at the bottom of the order. Cibrian has struck out and grounded out and lined out. He is 0-3. Arenamo at third, Perez at second base, 4-4 tie game in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Cibrian, framed on the outside for strike one. A fastball by Urias. Nothing in one. Carolina doesn't have a run since the fifth inning when they got a double. They left a runner stranded in the seventh, but that is all since that point. Went down in order in the sixth. They left 10 runners on base yesterday. That was a big difference in a 6-2 winner for the Woodpeckers. And a couple of very important runners on second and third here. Cibrian fouled the pitch back. He's in a nothing and two count. Urias trying to strike out a third and strand him. He leans in over his left leg, gets the sign from Garcia, comes set above the shoulders. His left leg kick and pitch. A swing and a pop fly out into shallow right field. Lorenzo drifting back on it. Gives way to Yamal Encarnacion coming in, and the right fielder makes the catch to kill the inning. Carolina puts two in scoring position but can't bring him around, and we're going to the ninth inning in a tied 4-4 game. The Woodpeckers have come back. Now they're trying to take a lead when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network from 5 County Stadium.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. We are in the top of the ninth inning. The Woodpeckers have come back tonight with a three-run top of the eighth. 4-4 the score. Right-hander Tanner Shears didn't allow a run to his record in the eighth inning, but allowed an inherited runner to come home. Now he starts a clean ninth, faces the bottom of the order in Yamal Encarnacion. In his first start of his Carolina League career tonight, he has gone 0-3. Fouls back the first pitch. Here's the 0-1, and he takes it outside. One ball and one strike. The Woodpeckers trailed 4-0. That was their largest deficit of the series after five innings. One in the sixth and three in the eighth. Four unanswered to level the score, the 1-1. And Yamal takes outside, 2-1. Encarnacion put a good swing on the ball in the seventh inning, lined out to straightaway center. He had a well-struck ball to left yesterday, too. So he's hit the ball hard in his first two games, but still looking for his first hit to drop. Fastball placed for a strike at 94 on the outside edge, and it's 2-2. Cole on deck, Jackson Lofton in the hole. Tanner Shears comes set, extends from the belt, kicks and pitches, and strikes out Encarnacion on an inside fastball at 95. Third strikeout for Yamal Encarnacion. That strikeout is also the ninth tonight for Carolina pitching. Four walks to nine strikeouts. Here's Zach Cole into left side, rolled a soft single on the infield in the eighth inning. He comes in 1-for-4, and the first pitch home to him is a changeup on the outside corner, called strike one. In Double-A tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks are continuing their series at home, hosting the Frisco Rough Riders, the Texas Rangers affiliate. Here's the pitch to Cole, and another changeup in there, strike two. Tonight, Corpus Christi leads 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Aaron Brown, former Woodpecker, is currently on the mound. The Hooks tonight started Julio Rabina, a Woodpecker from 2021. He went five innings, walked four, struck out three. Tonight, J.C. Correa hit his first Double-A home run as the ground ball is pulled to the right side, and that squeezes through by the reach of Torinos and Arenamo. And Zach Cole with a C&I single is on his second hit of the game. That is the second Woodpecker tonight with a multi-hit game. He joins Ricardo Below. And we'll see how involved they get Zach Cole on the bases with one out, representing the go-ahead run. Cole has not tried to steal tonight when he was on in the eighth inning. See if anything changes now with Jackson Lofton to the plate. Lofton from the right side readies, and the first pitch is a fastball, strike one at the knees at 94. Correa hit a home run today. So did Luis Aviles Jr., a recent free agent signing by the Astros. Luis, a former Brewers farmhand, and he hits his first Double-A home run tonight. Spinning a throw over to first, and Jackson Lofton dives back in safely. Cole dives back in safely. Jackson Lofton at the plate and a nothing in one count. Tonight, Lofton's been on with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Scored the first run of the game in the sixth inning. On the RBI ground out from Narbe Cruz, here's the pitch home. And it goes inside, and it clipped him. Got him in the right knee. And Zach Cole will go to second. Lofton is aboard. He throws his gear down up along the first baseline. It's the second time he's been hit. It's the third Woodpecker tonight that's been drilled. Lofton twice. And now John Garcia as well. And the Mudcats defensively pitching really have not done themselves a lot of favors over the last couple of innings. You know, the Woodpeckers really pushed the issue with the three hits to start out the eighth. But since then, there's been an error and a wild pitch along with a hit-by-pitch that have helped aid along potential Woodpeckers rallies. So it'll be two on. There's a meeting out on the mound. Seen a lot of pitching coach Michael O'Neill tonight as he's going back out there to conference with the entire infield in a first and second situation. Giving an update on AAA Corpus Christi as well, the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Tonight in the Pacific Coast League are in Albuquerque, and they lead 2-1 in the top of the fourth against the Rockies affiliate, the Isotopes. Two runs on two base hits for the Space Cowboys, and they got both of those runs on a two-run home run as the pitch sails to the backstop. And both runners will advance. Cole goes down to third and Lofton on to second. So again, the wild pitches are really aiding along the Woodpeckers right now. They got a run on one in the eighth, and now with first and second, go-ahead runs on, and you throw a wild pitch right after the meeting on the mound. It puts two in scoring position and kills off any force play with one out. That is a significant wild pitch, and afterwards it will lead to a Ricardo Bolo intentional walk. They will load up the bases to put the force back on, and the infield will play back. They're not going to bring him onto the grass here with a force at every base. Narbe Cruz into the right side. And the first pitch to him. Sails past the catcher. And here comes Cole down third. He will score. The Woodpeckers have their first lead tonight. Five unanswered runs as everybody else trails along. Lofton down to third, below to second. It is 5-4. Back-to-back wild pitches. A fastball that was up and outside. Cibrian got a glove on it, but not enough to stop the ball. And Cole comes around. What a sequence, as now the entire infield will play in. They just did it again. Another one sails high. That's going to the backstop, and Lofton will score. Unreal. Throwing home pitches and bringing home runs in the top of the ninth. And this crowd is stunned. Three straight wild pitches. Two runs have come home. And it's 6-4 Woodpeckers. Tanner Shears, one of the most reliable relievers all year long for Carolina, one earned run in over 18 innings of work, has unraveled before our eyes. And misses up high with a fastball. It is now 3-0 to Narbe Cruz. There is no bullpen activity. And you can hear the feeling that the Carolina Mudcats have about what we're seeing in front of us right now. 6-4 Fayetteville. Narbe Cruz ready for the pitch, and a fastball for a strike. Gets it to 3-1. Just a shocking sequence for Tanner Shears. When you look at his numbers on the year, he had thrown just three wild pitches in over 18 innings. Now he misses up and in, and he just committed a balk. He committed a balk before the pitch, and that will bring home another run. Ricardo Bolo has been granted home plate, and it's now a three-run ninth inning. Stunning, stunning stuff. Wild pitches and balks, and the Mudcats, in the literal and figurative sense, have thrown away this lead. Potentially thrown away this game. Narbe Cruz swings, fouls it back, and it's now 3-2. Cruz doubled in a run in the eighth inning to help get this whole series started. Seven unanswered runs tonight for the Woodpeckers. Cruz strikes out swinging on a high fastball, and that is out number one. At number two, pardon me.
You still got it, Cruz!
And now stepping in is Luis Encarnacion. Tanner Shears, the right-hander, pitches, and Encarnacion checks his swing. Did not, yes, he did go on a fastball right up on the high outside corner. Shears just trying to get out of a nightmare ninth inning. The Woodpeckers benefiting from three runs, and now Encarnacion cuts through a fastball. Tanner Shears is up to season ERA from 0.49 to 1.86 in this inning alone. Three wild pitches and a balk, bringing home three runs, and now Encarnacion dribbles it foul left of the plate. It's just one of those things where as a pitcher you feel like everything's caving in on you. It's one of
those innings where the hometown crowd starts to turn on you a little bit, and as your teammates on the infield, outfield kind of sit there and watch helplessly. Here's the 0-2, and it misses outside. Shears lost the release point. Rare as well that you see it unravel like that after a meeting on the mound. They sent Michael O'Neill out there to try and calm the waters after the intentional walk, and it was at that point that things really started to go awry on Shears. And now he strikes out Encarnacion, so he recovers, but major damage done on wild pitches. Three wild pitches bring home two runs, and then a balk brings home below. A three-run top of the ninth after a three-run top of the eighth. The Woodpeckers are out to a 7-4 lead, and they'll try for a fourth straight win when we come back for the bottom of the ninth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
History of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Remarkable sequence in the top of the ninth inning. Tanner Shears unravels with the bases loaded, throws consecutive wild pitches to bring in two runs, the go-ahead runs, and then balks home a third. And the Woodpeckers have now scored seven unanswered runs since the sixth inning to take a 7-4 lead. They were down 4-0 after five, and they've ripped off seven, six of them coming in the eighth and the ninth combined. Right-hander Manuel Urias, who now pitches with the lead, is back out there, and his first pitch to Jay Savina, a ball. The next one fouled back into the screen, and it is 1-1. Jay Savina tonight has gone a combined 1-for-4, scored two of the four runs. He singled and came around in the fifth, struck out his last time in the seventh, facing Austin Temple. And now he sprays one off to the right, a foul ball. 1-2. And if you hand-selected a pitcher out of the Mudcats rotation, Tanner Shears was probably the last guy you would think that would have a sequence like we just saw. Had allowed one earned run over 18 and a third innings all year out of the bullpen. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's down and outside. The pitches were not incredibly wild. They were within a catchable range, and a couple of them actually clipped the glove. I think every one clipped the glove of Cibrian as he tried to reach up high. At the end of the day, it was a high pitch that pulled the catcher out of the crouch, but Cibrian wasn't able to snare any of them. Pitch down in the dirt, and it's full now on Avina, 3-2. You do wonder with the velocity that Shears was throwing with. It was about 5-6 miles per hour more than any other pitcher that Carolina had had previously. And so maybe there was a reaction time issue as a pop fly is hit out into shallow right center. Lorenzo drifting back, calling off Encarnacion and making the grab, one away in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Mudcats came back on Tuesday night from 6-3 down to the bottom of the ninth inning. If you weren't with us for that game, we played extra innings. Woodpeckers fell 7-6. Otherwise, they'd probably have four wins on the week, be trying for a fifth tonight. So Carolina has their comeback on the week, and now the Woodpeckers have leveled the playing field. They have their comeback. Biggest of the year, down four runs, seven unanswered. And Kalen Nicasia from the left side on a 0-1 pitch scoots out of the way of an inside breaking ball for Manuel Urias. And this has got to feel good as well for Manuel, because he was the guy on the mound that gave up the three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning on Tuesday night. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss on a changeup. And I think this means a lot to a pitcher when your pitching coach, your manager, trusts you to go back out there in a close game a couple of days later after you blew a save to go back out there, get the job done this time. Now he's pitching for the win after he came on behind Austin Temple in the seventh inning. And pop fly, left side of the infield this time. It's Narbe Cruz's ball to catch. He's drifting back into the shallow grass, makes the grab, two away in the home ninth inning. And the last chance for these Mudcats, no doubt stunned down in their dugout, is Luke Adams. And Urias had a tough spot to get out of in the eighth inning that allowed his offense to come up in the ninth and bring home the three. First pitch to Adams. Down and outside, a slider. Ball one. A runner reached on an error. He gave up a one-out single. A wild pitch put runners in scoring position, two of them. But he struck out Parra, got Cibrian to fly out, stranded two in scoring position, leveled the game, kept the game level, should say, and the three coming in the ninth to set him up for a win. And now Adams swings, belts one, deep left field, a no-doubt shot. It is gone. And that right there is why insurance is mighty important in the late innings. Luke Adams boxed his seventh home run of the year. No doubt shot, pulled to left, and it is 7-5. So Adams circles the bases. Hometown crowd gets energized, but still much more to go. Jesus Chirinos is up into the right side of the plate. Manuel Urias at the shoulders. He pitches, and Chirinos fouls the first pitch back. You can never say never with this Mudcats team. On Monday or Tuesday night in the opener, they were down to their final strike on multiple occasions, rallied for the runs they needed to tie the game, force extras. Down to their final out tonight. Chirinos takes the ball up and away. It is 1-1. For Luke Adams, first real big swing he's had in this series. Quiet first few games for him. That's his 29th RBI of the year as well. Chirinos looks at another one off the plate away. 2-1 on the right-handed hitting cleanup hitter. Chirinos has gone a combined 0-for-3 tonight with a walk and a pair of flyouts. Takes a changeup in, 3-1. He gets aboard, then you have the tying run at the plate. Yadier Arenamo, the five-hitter, is on deck, and he has a couple of base hits today, including an RBI double. Chirinos can wait for the right pitch. Here's the 3-1, and he swings at a changeup that looked a little low. Nice offering by Urias. Gets the count full. Carolina is down to their final strike. From up 4-0 to down 7-5, the Woodpeckers trying to close out the win. Here's the kick and the 3-2, and Chirinos strikes out swinging. The Woodpeckers keep the streak alive with a comeback. 7-5 the final. They score 7 unanswered runs at one stage, 3 in the 8th to tie, 3 in the 9th to go in front. And one of the more improbable games you'll see closes with wild pitches, box, and a Woodpeckers winner. What a close to this one, as we have high fives on the middle of the diamond again. The Woodpeckers stun this hometown crowd. They stun the Carolina Mudcats. They're aided along, no doubt, a little bit today by some shaky defense and shaky pitching. But a win is a win for this Woodpeckers club that has ripped off 4 in a row and guaranteed a split of this road series going into Saturday night. Our postgame show is coming up next. We'll bring you the final totals for this one for one final time and get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup. Bring you the pitching numbers on tomorrow's starters. That is coming up next. This crowd's sticking around for a fireworks show. We'll be back in a moment with the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Network. 7-5, a Woodpeckers winner tonight in Zebulon. Journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence. Information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back into Zebulon for the final time tonight. Andrew Chapman with you on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Very glad to have you aboard with us this evening. Thanks for making us a part of your Friday night plans. And if you stuck around and for the late stages of this one, then it was quite the ball game. Quite the odd game, not a conventional win by any means if you're the Woodpeckers, but you will absolutely take it. A fourth straight win here in Zebulon tonight. They have guaranteed a split of this series. Again, the Game 2 doubleheader Wednesday going to go down as a home win, not necessarily a part of this series, but if you want to count it as part of the series, then the Woodpeckers have essentially won it with a fourth win in seven games. But they'll go into tomorrow a chance to extend to a five-game streak. Longest streak this year is the six straight wins that they put together at the start of the season against the Fredericksburg Nationals and these Mudcats. But tonight, the Woodpeckers had to climb back from their biggest deficit yet. It was 4-0 after five innings. Looked like Carolina was well on their way to bouncing back and taking game four of this series. But the Woodpeckers started to climb back in it in the sixth inning. That's where we'll pick up the action when Jackson Lofton was hit by a pitch. Narbe Cruz, with one out, grounded him home. A ground ball to third that scored Lofton. And at that stage, it was 4-1. The Woodpeckers went down quietly in the seventh inning. And then in the eighth inning, that's where they chipped into the deficit and tied the game. The inning started with Zach Cole singling. Jackson Lofton grounded out to advance him down to second. Then Ricardo Below singled to put runners on the corners. Narbe Cruz at that stage ripped a double off the left field wall. It was high off of the fence, almost tied the game with a three-run home run. He brought home Cole. That made it a 4-2 score. And then a wild pitch with Below standing at third made the game 4-3. A couple of batters later, John Garcia grounded a ball shallow to short. This was with one out. And Narbe Cruz, coming home, was able to cross and Garcia on a very close play at first, just barely legged out the double play throw from second, and that tied the game. RBI fielder's choice to level it 4-4. Manuel Urias pitched out of a big jam in the eighth inning. The first batter he faced reached on a throwing error by Jackson Lofton at first. It got by Below, rolled to the sidewall, and Arenado was able to get down to second. He struck out Gregory Barrios, but then allowed a single to Hedbert Perez that put runners on the corners. A stolen base for Hedbert Perez got him down to second base. And then a strikeout of Jesus Parra made it two outs. A flyout of Jose Cibrian got Urias out of the jam, and he stranded two in scoring position. Mudcats will look back at that game tonight, that inning tonight, as a missed opportunity to add some insurance, because in the ninth inning, things unraveled for their most reliable reliever all year, Tanner Shears, who had one earned run allowed over 18 and a third innings coming into this appearance, struck out Yamal Encarnacion, but then allowed a Zach Cole single out into right field with one out. Cole got down to second base on a hit-by-pitch from Jackson Lofton. That put two on with one out, and then after a wild pitch advanced runners to second and third, the Mudcats opted to intentionally walk Ricardo Belleau to load the bases. They had a meeting on the mound. They talked it over, and at that point, things got wild for Tanner Shears. He threw three straight wild pitches, one that brought Jackson Lofton home, another that brought Zach Cole home, and then after that, he balked home a third run to bring Ricardo Belleau home and make it a 7-4 game. Something got right for Shears after that. He struck out Narbe Cruz, struck out Luis Encarnacion, but the damage was done at that stage. Manuel Urias, he came back out for the ninth inning and struck out Avina. He got Nicasia to pop out to left field. Luke Adams did hit a solo home run against him to cap the scoring tonight at 9-5, and then Jesus Chirinos struck out, ending the ball game. And the Woodpeckers, with their seven unanswered runs at one point, go on to win 7-5 and go to 23-32 on the year. The Mudcats 30-23 as they drop a fourth straight. And that's a rough loss for them, because Down East won tonight in the Carolina League, and they will now have a two-game deficit in their division with 10 games to play in the first half schedule. The win tonight goes to Manuel Urias. He improves to 2-0. The loss to Tanner Shears due to that turbulent ninth inning, his first loss of the season, 1-1 on the year. Final time of game, 2 hours and 43 minutes, and we did it in front of a five-county stadium crowd of 4,114. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow and get you set for the pitching matchup. We're still TBA. We should find out some information tomorrow morning regarding the Mudcats starter. They have an open spot in the rotation that they will fill tomorrow. Jose Nadal, the left-hander, goes for the Woodpeckers, 0-5 this year with a 5.23 ERA. First pitch a couple hours earlier than our previous games, 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And you can find our broadcast right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, or Bally Live at MILB.TV, where Greg Young will have the television broadcast for you. A big thanks to Colin Casey for monitoring the broadcast tonight, clipping highlights for social media. For those of you that wanted to follow along online, you'll hear Colin tomorrow. He's going to make the trip out to Zebulon. He'll be on the airwaves with us. Join us during a four-game winning streak as the Woodpeckers try and extend to 5. He'll be with us on Sunday as well to close out the road trip before the Woodpeckers finally return home. First home baseball in the month of June, upcoming on Tuesday, as they host the Columbia Fireflies, who are fighting for the top division spot right now in the Carolina League South. A big thank you to all the listeners as well that made us a part of your Friday night plans. Thanks so much for tuning us in. You're why we go on the road, and you're why we can go on the road to give you Woodpeckers baseball all year long. And we thank you for your participation tonight in the broadcast. With that, the final line scores for one final time. The Woodpeckers, 7 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors in their 23rd win of the year, 4th in a row to go to 23-32. Carolina, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They lose their 4th straight, fall to 30-23 with the loss tonight. So long, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday. Happy weekend to you. Hope you do something fun tonight. Hope you have a happy and safe weekend. I'm Andrew Chapman, signing off in Zebulon. We'll talk to you tomorrow again for a 6:45 pregame show, where we will be joined by Jackson Lofton, and a 5 o'clock first pitch from Zebulon. Good night, and this has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live from the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.